Blog Talk Radio.
Because you ain't having fun,
And that's what we see a lot of times, is the guys that are not racing are going to knock someone else. I don't give a damn if they're racing for $100. It don't matter to me. They're having fun with it. It's not coming out your pocket. It's not hurting you. So why bash that person? If he races for $500, he races for $1,000. Don't matter. He having fun with it. That's what it's all about. They're grudging. They're grudging for a little bit of money, and they're having fun. But you sitting on the side over there wishing that you could do this, probably the same thing, but so you'll bash the person because you can't do it. Let's be real. Let's keep it real. That's all we got to do. Let's be real about the whole situation. You know, we hear stuff. I hear stuff all over the place. Sometimes I don't say anything. Sometimes I will speak upon it. You know, I heard this one say this, that one say that, but I'm not going to carry the news across. You know, it's just they're looking for attention, and sometimes you guys are giving guys attention for no reason. So I will not do it. I'll leave it alone, not unless they're pushing out something really negative. Then when you turn around and you address it, especially if it's hurting the game or if it's hurting one of your friends or whatever, you're allowed to speak upon it and say what you want. That's what I would do. To each his own. I can't say everybody. Some people like to just turn around and be those seekers, you know, and get into everything. Everybody that plays in this game has got a different way to play it. So don't tell somebody that they're playing it wrong, because anybody has their way to play the game. That's all to it. Some people go out with the yelling and screaming and got to call you out of the name and all that to get you out of character. Some people can be so smooth with it you don't even realize that they're just locked in a race. So that being said, I just figured, what the heck, 2022, I want to know what your New Year's resolution is coming into the grudge game. Just tell me what you think that you're going to be trying to do more often. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually honestly tell you the truth. This year is going to be a year where I'm just going to try to see if I can have some fun with it and do a lot of engaging. I'm just going to be real about it. Last year, I really didn't get to do nothing, but I promise you this year, you'll see more of me back into it. My sons be back into it, and I'm going to push them into it. Whether or not, we're going to go out there and have fun with it. That's the whole thing. You know, anybody that's out there that drives a car or grudges a car, that won a couple races, oh, it's nice to get the money. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to make the money and all that. I don't care what nobody say. The thrill is beating another man. You turn around, remember that, and you can carry that on, those memories. You know, sometimes it's great to hear the money, and he's got a lot of money, whatever. But 9 times out of 10, you get out that car, it's that thrill. And you want to do it again. You want to be able to try somebody else. And that's the whole deal. Having fun with it, not breaking the bank. And I can go on and on and on. I can say some stuff about some people that I know that decide they want to go the opposite route and want to put the big dollars down and try to hang out. You know, like, what do you say, Mrs. Jones, you know, or you want to turn around and hang out with the Joneses, go ahead, go for it. But listen, if you lose, and next thing you know, you're sitting on the side watching everybody else racing because you ain't got the money, you got the bills that you took the money from, you went out and lost. What good is having fun that way? So, you bet with your head and stuff, you know what I mean? Come on, man. A lot of people want to be act like they want to be the big hero. Ain't no need for that. You bet what you want to bet. If another man is under you and he can't bet as hard, oh, well. Go on to the next one. There's always somebody in your caliber. But like we always said, you barely ever see two big bears go at it. They always want to be a bully, you know? You know, I hate to say it, a bear against a rabbit or something. That's all they want to do. So let's start seeing some more of this action. You want to act like you're tough? Go for the next level. Go up. But don't knock the man that's on the level underneath you. That's how I look at it. So, hey, everybody got their own opinions. You know, do what you want. Have your fun. And don't let nobody discourage you because you're doing it your way. So I'm going to start opening up some of these mics because I see people up there coming in, want to hit in. So I'm going to pull them in. And you can tell me your resolution and everything and see where we go from there. And I know I got a couple people I got to bring in, and later on they wanted to come in because I think it was going to be a couple more lock-ins coming in. But I'm going to open up this mic right here. 201-9355, your mic is open.
Joe, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Cliff. How's everything?
I can't complain. I can't complain at all. One day at a time. Steady as she goes.
Yeah, what's your resolution for the year?
Well, you know what? I do have a resolution, and there's a part two to it, you know. And it's a simple resolution. You know, I just want to move around different states, different tracks, mix it up, meet new people, you know, run the car different places, run different people, and enjoy myself overall. You know, and the part two to that, while I'm doing that, I want to try to figure out why everybody's worrying about what the fuck I'm doing or what I won and what I haven't won. So that's my New Year's resolution. Get around, mix it up, and move it up, move it around, and figure out why these jokers is worrying about why I'm what I'm not doing or what I ain't doing or can do. Yada yada, you know. Pretty much, you get the gist of it.
So the second part, you is basically a question. So maybe somebody can answer that for Clippy.
It's not a question because I have to do it because I haven't figured out why a joker is worried about why I'm not winning or why I'm losing. And why I this and why I that. You know, I've been through a whole lot of years of motherfuckers telling me why you don't this, why you don't that. So that's my resolution, trying to figure out why motherfucker gonna ask me why. You know, but that's only the part two, but the part one is the main resolution. Moving around, mixing it up, going different places, racing different areas, and meeting new people. That's the main resolution. The part two is just some for my information only. You know, so
okay,
that's
what
that goes.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a part three. Did you get that third race? I see you was asking for anybody want to do a little something for 500. Did you get anything?
No, I didn't. And I'm going to say it clear. You know, apparently you saw it. So if you saw it, more people saw it. I was asking basically if you're going to be at the track there that day at Gallant.
So you'd be able to pull something that day then if you – okay.
Right. You know, and it's an all-in race, 500. 500 is the deposit and 500 is the race. You know, you know, I'm not going to sit there and sit next to a pro mod for that. You know, I mean, it's got to be something that's realistic. And I'm not even going to skip nobody, but if I'm coming a certain way, then I expect that person to come a certain way. But until somebody raised their hand, then that's when we start discussing things. But nobody.
Okay, so you just... So I understand what you're saying. You basically actually looking for something that you can compatible. You ain't got to be worrying about. As long as you think that you can run with them, it's a race. That's basically what you're saying.
Right. No, it ain't got to be no class race.
Yeah. It ain't got to be class racing. Let's just say, I'll tell you exactly how I felt. I went to Virginia one night. We was out there. And we was playing around, and there was nothing to do. And this guy had a Camaro, and all I did is I seen it running like I said I could run with him. So everybody chipped in. We went ahead and said, hell with it. We were running. And it was a good race, and that was it, you know. Meanwhile, we ran a big block, but we ran them. And I just basically, everybody just said, chip in, let's put it in, let's just try something. We ain't going home, and we ain't did nothing, and nothing else was going on. Nobody did anything, and nobody could find anything that was compatible. So we just said, everybody, let's just chip in and say, let's do something. That's how we did it.
I'll give you a perfect example of what I mean by that. Last year at Gallant, I raced OG Bobby, and I gave him the spot. He won, you know, which was fine. But he did end up coming to me before the evening was over, and then he turned around and said, well, you know what? Take the nitrous off. And I'll try your head up. And so I believe that was going to be for like 500. And so I said, okay, the rain stopped that. So basically that's what I mean with all in, you know.
Hey, so you bet what you can afford and have fun with it. That's all to it.
It's always going to be, I'm going to bet what I can afford. It's always going to be that. I'm never going to jump ship. I'm never going to jump ship because I don't like to grind, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For anybody who likes to jump ship, here's a life raft. Don't do it.
Okay. I hear that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Clippy. All right, so let me just go ahead and start knocking out a couple more of these mics because I see everybody flashing up like crazy.
Open them up.
All right, so you hang on in there. 704-6149, your mic is open.
Hey, Happy New Year there.
Happy New Year now, Jay.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, what is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to get past the 60-foot.
Get past the 60-foot?
Yeah, just get past the 60-foot.
Huh?
If I get past the 60-foot, I'm going to be good.
Okay, okay. Hey, that's a new one to me.
For real.
Okay, okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, y'all don't forget now. Let me see who you got. You got TikTok. You got to run TikTok that day in Galano 26. You also got to run EP on the 26.
Yep, that's all I got to get past the 60-foot. Yep.
As long as you get past the 60-foot, each one of them, you got them?
It's over.
It's over?
All I need to do is get past the 60-foot.
Okay. Matter of fact,
that's
so, okay,
my New Year's resolution, get past the 60-foot.
Let me just start doing this here, Junk, while everybody coming in and out. Cliffy, how many races you got? You got
two.
Two? Dave's got two? Okay, okay. Now I'm just trying to figure this. I'm trying to figure out who got the most races. I think Buck Gibson's right now got the most, I think. I think that joke a lot is five races.
Sure enough, you're talking about.
No. Forget Sure Enough. He passed Sure Enough. Buck Gibson got the Instigator. Instigator got five races locked in. Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't know how he's doing it, but he's going to squeeze everybody in. You know, I guess some of them are going to be on Friday night. That's the only thing I can think of. But,
well, you know what?
Got to worry about cooling off or nothing, you know? Why don't you get it in? Well, a couple of them off. Let me just stop. Because it is one of them off the trailer. So, you know, that's one thing. So we should be all right. Everybody know that. So, all right. Well, that's good to hear this here because I'm glad to see a lot of people up there that kind of engage and have some fun with it, you know? You know, I mean, that's your... James, this is your first time ever racing TikTok, right?
Yeah.
You never raced TikTok before. Okay.
No, I don't think TikTok raced nobody.
You don't think TikTok? No, yeah, he did. He ran Goto. He ran Goto back in the days. Yeah.
He had his car, though, right?
No, TikTok had his own car.
That same
TikTok
car
ran
you going to race?
Goto around the time.
And Goto had that blue car.
Yeah, sure did. They did race.
No,
he did race.
And that was
what happened. What happened in that race?
That race, they locked that in track racing at the track. It wasn't even on the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just tell y'all something just to make sure y'all know ahead of time. Last year when we was at Gallant, there was a lot of races that wasn't locked in. But stuff happened right at the track. Let's just look at it. LeRon. Those races wasn't locked in with LeRon at the track. LeRon said he was pulling up to the line, so he said, heck with it. He might have asked them, might see if they want to do something. And Long Island Shaq said, heck with it. We'll do something. And that was started the race off right there. Then they came back and did it again. And LeRon ran another one. So that's when LeRon got MVP of the day.
Yeah, I think he closed Friday night off with the last race of the night. Or close to the last race, I believe.
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. But I know LeRon did a lot of racing that day because
on Friday.
He actually ended up getting the MVP. But it was all good. Everything was good. I like that. That's what the kind of races I like. You know, sometimes maybe just a spirit of motor after somebody done got beat, say, heck with it. Let's go out there. I'll try you. And that's it. So, all in all, that's a good thing. So, but hold on a second, you guys, because I see a whole bunch of other people keep hitting me, flashing on and off. I want to make sure I get everybody in tonight. And to let everybody know, 8:30, I do have to shut it off because I got to be at work at 3:30 in the morning tomorrow. So 8:30, I'm about to shut. So I got to get ready for, prepare for it. Supposedly we getting the snow. We got lucky this time. I don't know if you guys got any snow in Jersey, but Long Island, we dodged the bullet. Maryland and Virginia, 11 inches of snow. They got hammered. And now from what we're hearing, that we're going to get it on Friday, early morning Friday.
We ain't getting nothing.
I can't say that. It's due. It's due. That's all I can tell you. We do.
So,
we do,
punch, punch that clock, do what you got to do, man. You know what? Have a nice
yeah, we
do.
Yeah, well, we do. We do. And like, you know, I'm the foreman, so I got to be in. So, it's how that is. So, yeah. So, hold on 1 second. I'm going to open up this next mic. Hold on. Let me see. 914-5660. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm just listening, Joe.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so
who's that? Who's that?
Huh?
Who's that?
No, that's 914. 914. Who was he speaking to? I'm just making sure. Double boy.
Say,
nah,
call
nah,
her, announce
nah.
yourself.
Huh?
No, this is Kevin Security. No.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's a kid. Oh, okay. Hold on.
How you doing, Joe?
Is this Swizzle?
No, this is Corey. CL.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How you been?
Man, hanging in there, hanging in there.
Hey,
just trying to
good,
stay
good.
Out, you know. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to stay safe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, be better.
Yeah, look, I'm just being real about it. Like, I lost my cousin last week on the cancer thing. It was either cancer or COVID. That's what's going on. Those two big C's. Right now, it's a little rough. So everybody got a little kind of, got a little, pay a little attention to certain things. And I'll tell you straight out, we're getting a little careless a lot. A lot of people getting careless out there, whether it be the gatherings and all that, you know. You got at least, you got to somehow give a little protection. Try something, mask anything. Don't just go out there and just think that, you know, it can't happen to you. And the same thing, same token with all the guys, all the men on here right now. I'm just being real about it. Everybody should be checked out, should go and get checked out. Anybody that's over 30 years old should be checked out. At the age of 40, one out of every four men have cancer. Now, that's either prostate cancer or lung cancer, what? But one out of five has cancer. So just remember that. You guys need to go get checked. You don't want to wait till the last minute and then get checked. And you can't do nothing about it. So I'm just letting everybody know, go get checked, please. Don't wait till the time that you're getting, feeling really, really sick. Just take the test. That's all.
What kind of milk is that?
So, but hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up this the mic real quick. Oh, go ahead, Cliff.
No, I was just going to give a public announcement. You know, I give the listening audience an example. You know, I had some family members, you know, leave the country, and anybody knows if you leave the country, you got to get tested within like 2 days before you leave, and you got to test yourself before you come back into the country. I had some family members, you know, leave the country and test negative, leaving. And you know what? Within 4 days, they, you know, tested positive and couldn't leave. You know, so if that's any indication of how serious things could be, then for the listening audience, you know, that's basically what you're dealing with. You know, it's not only America, you know. Bottom line is people left America negative and was in another country and couldn't leave that country right quick until they tested negative. Did I say that right? They tested negative leaving and couldn't leave because they tested positive, you know. So that's how that goes. So, it's real geographical with this thing. No, not geographical. It's worldwide pretty much.
Yeah. No, you're right. Let me see. Fat Albert, your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe, what's going on?
Nothing much. What are you up to, Fat Albert?
Albert, D-Man don't get no goddamn money. Man, listen. If you my man and you're the if you're the man for graduation, listen, let's go have a drink, let's celebrate our one, and let's keep it moving. Partner.
If I DP your race, oh yeah, I expect you to tip me. If I'm responsible for the money and everything, and I gotta make sure it's all right, if it come up short, I gotta make it right. Oh yeah, you gonna tip me,
Albert? We gonna talk later on that. But in the meantime, you're doing a good job so far. Doing a great job.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, Fat Albert, come on, tell us what your New Year's resolution is coming up.
To have Suge Avery back out and go dominate the 484.
That's a tall order.
That is my New Year's resolution. I'm going to dominate that 484 on 275.
On 275?
Okay. You know what?
Yes, sir.
You know what? When you were talking to Rock yesterday, I could hear it in your voice. I could hear it in your voice. You wanted to hear it, didn't you?
Yes, I won't. I got
now,
my
now,
list.
Hold on. Was you on the Pro Stock Joe show?
Yeah, and I was too.
Okay, I got you. But I gotta ask you. Was there a discrepancy? I heard a discrepancy. Is it true that the two boys went at it? Their what's his name? Father and son?
Oh,
you
yeah.
On for that one?
For a second.
Okay.
Well, you got to expect that out of kids.
Let's put it this way, Joe. The main bout was last week. Yeah, that was the main bout. last week was the falling out.
No. If somebody called the other one broke.
Yeah.
And he said, well, if I'm broke, I guess you broke because you ain't got no job. And all you
trying
to do is. Is
that
true what he said?
Yeah.
Woo.
All of that.
Woo. Golly. Boy. Pro Stock Joe wanted to take his belt off and whip the shit out of him, didn't he?
Hey, you ain't got to ask me. Hey, look, ask Cliff. Cliff was on it, too. Cliff heard it.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. I concur.
Hold on. I'm going to just tell you something. Later on, we got to call the manager and get him in later. But not right now. We're going to have to get him on and straighten him out.
Now, you got to be careful with him.
He can't be disrespecting his elders, his parents like that.
Hey, Joe.
That dude got his liquor license. You can't fool with somebody who got a liquor license. That dude,
yeah.
He got a liquor license. He'll sell anybody the business.
Well, I heard that one, boy. I said, no. I just found that out today. Come on, he ain't telling that. Daddy called him broke. Daddy called him broke. The son said, well, we both broke business. Is that the case? You ain't got no job either. We look relying on the grudge game. I said, good gracious, come on now. Nah, he ain't say no shit like that. He said, this, I ain't gonna lie.
Joe took that shit well, because he could have cut him off, you know, got him off, zoomed his ass somewhere else. Joe took that well.
He had to. I guess. But hold on. Let me fix up and come on these mics. Y'all hold on one second. We going to get him in. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? Happy holidays. This is Tori.
Happy holidays, Tori.
Happy New Year, Tori. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Tori.
Y'all. Thanks.
Yeah, what's your resolution, Tori?
Well, first to get oil pressure, and after oil pressure, you know, take off whatever head off that I have to, you know, what I got to do.
Okay, okay. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's right.
I know, I know how bad it is because right now, like everybody said, you know, a lot of people in there in parts jail. So let's be real about
yeah.
it. You're getting parts now, you can't, you're 6 months to get stuff. If you ain't going out there, put it out there ready, you're in trouble. You know?
Hey, Tori,
yeah, you ain't lying about that. Thank you, bro.
Good,
same to you.
Let me ask you a question, man. You just said, "Damn, take off whoever's head you got to take off." You don't want cut nobody's toe off or their finger off. You want to go straight for the head and just disable them, lay them flat out, all out, and then
hey,
what?
Hey, man, I'm gonna do what I got. Oh, you know me, Cliff. I'm not the one for talking. I'm just letting you know people know that once they get next to me, sit next to me, that I'll be ready. So.
Okay.
Well, you got to understand, Cliffy, when you take the head off, the ass follow. That's what they say.
That's right.
There you go.
If I heard, you know, right or wrong, he knocked the head off.
That aspect, I understand.
And that means the pocket's going to fall open. He gets robbed. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Right.
Nah, that's good. That's good. A lot of people trying to get... I'll tell you what, a lot of people are trying to get it together this year. When I say get it together, they actually been working on their cars. They've been working on it, and they've been really trying to get right. From last year, I got to say, you look at some of the big tire cars, how many people were missing last year, and it was all because of parts. They couldn't get anything. That's crazy. I mean, I don't think, did you, maybe Fat Albert can answer this one. Have you seen Thunder Go come out of all last year?
No, sir.
No.
Did not come out. They were waiting on
parts. And let me tell you something. That man is out all the time. Am I right or wrong?
Yep.
He's normally out there all the time. I heard they say they will be there now. The parts is everything they got. They got what they had to fix or whatever, and that was it.
It's good to see
the old guys. You know, I'm just being real about, like, the old times that have always been there, that have been doing the grudge game and everything else. I like to see that. You know, when you see everybody coming back, it looks really good. You know, you got some people say, oh, grudge game dead, this is that. You know what? The ones that say stuff like that there, they wasn't doing nothing in the first place. Let's be real. They wanted to go it their way, and that's it. Grudge game
Yo,
is not dead, but let's be real about it. Come on, honestly, tell you the truth. If you went to the last few races and just see how many people was out there trying to grudge at the end of the year, it was crazy. It was crazy. I mean, I went to Florida. I went to Florida and shoot. I don't normally go on no Thursday. Well, golly, they were doing it on Thursday. Friday, Saturday, this Sunday, they were going to do it. Matter of fact, I got to get hold to that Hellcat that was going to run Black Mamba, that brand new Z28 from South Carolina. I got to get his number. And they had a dunk that was going to run to the kid with the burgundy Corvette from South Carolina, be whooping everybody. I got the boys coming from Chicago, and they got a Corvette, and they want to run them heads up. And like they said, with the Hellcat, they start off at 25, and they work their way up. I ain't saying 2,500 now. I'm just letting y'all know it was 25,000. What they started at, they bet at. When they went out there against the Black Mamba, they told Black Mamba, let's go right now, whatever you got. I see so many of those, what do you call those bags everybody be calling these Louis Vuittons? I call them milk purse. Them shits hanging off your neck and stuff. I'm like, what the hell? Everybody carrying these here damn Louis Vuittons, and they full of money all across their neck. I'm like, what kind of shit is this? Man, Black Mamba turned around. Huh?
That's the kind of casino. Listen, I heard it said yesterday, man. You know, if that's if certain every casino you get different types of, you know, gamblers. You got the main floor to gamble on, and you got that back room. I call them bags around your neck, the back room. You know, everybody don't get a bag around their neck.
I ain't gonna lie to you. When I saw that there, I was like, just the bag alone, they were telling me that bag over $5,000. The bag that they were carrying the money in.
Yeah.
I was like, I know my wife won't get one of those. $5,000 for a bag? Man, that's a lot. That's just too much. But, you know, those guys were looking for a run because they travel all over. If anybody can find out who they are, I got to talk to Baldy. So they said they'll travel anywhere. And the guys from Chicago, they said they want to try them. They want to try them. They had a dunk out there, a Grand National dunk that day, too. And the Grand National was going to run the Corvette out there. And it happened to rain on Sunday. Man, the holdup was not those two. They were ready. They were in the lanes. Black Mama decided maybe I better do a 60-foot first to make sure my car is all right. They said,
well,
come on, we can get it off. He said, no, we're going to do a 60-foot, then we come right back. And
well,
to me, I think that was a ploy because they knew the rain was coming. And I think it was $5,000 on 25 and better. So they held out. Then it started to rain. But
well,
that guy, those guys are serious. Yeah, those guys are serious. Those guys are dead serious. They like the runs like that. And if you ever seen them, you've seen them before. They had the dunk. And they ran for all that crazy money that time. $200,000 for a freaking race. They go YouTube it. I don't know if you guys seen that. Was last year, the two dunks.
Well, see,
Joe,
that's
insane.
What I'm saying, man. You know, we hear that some people up around this way that be hollering numbers like that, and they don't understand where their opponent is at. You know.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say
well,
it that
they take their butt down there. They get something if they want.
Yeah.
They want to run for that kind of load. They can go there. If they want
you got
to.
You got sharks trying to swim in a little fish tank around here, is the way I'm going to put it.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open up this mic because he's been flashing me. Hold on 1 second, you guys. 443-7200, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on now? How's everything?
I'm good.
What's going on, hero?
I'm just being a listening ear tonight, that's all. I ain't going to start no shit tonight. I'm just going to be a listening ear, that's all.
Oh, so you ain't going to talk about your New Year's resolution?
I mean, my New Year's resolution. Hold on. What was the topic, Joe?
For 2022, what's your New Year's resolution in the grudge game?
To fuck a lot of my haters up this year, whether it's with ODB or not.
Okay.
Straight like that.
Mm.
Did you ever spare that $300 with you and CJ, bro?
He ain't put the other $300 up yet. He's gonna do it at Galat, man. I'll be happy when he do that.
Well, you jumped.
Yeah, but you gotta understand now what you did, what everybody said. Now let me clear it up because if I don't do it right, when we first talked about it, it was supposed to be put up at Galat anyhow.
Correct.
So
yeah,
I don't know how everything got moved up, so, you know, so that's, just make sure I have it right. Am I right, Antoine?
I see some fuckery and the blurred lines. That's why I said, fuck it, I'm going to put it up.
Okay, hold up. Let me just play devil advocate just to make sure. Now,
go ahead, you good.
I can see, now say for example, if he didn't do it in the thing, I can see something, but if y'all already had said, and y'all both said y'all was good with Galat, what makes you think that he's going to change his mind before Galat?
I have a reason, but that's not for me to say.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt now. You guys gave your word on Galat, so you got to give the benefit of the doubt.
You know what I mean? I'm showing him like I'm dead ass serious. My truck has been down it'll be down almost a whole year. Well, completely.
No, I understand, but listen. It sounds like both of y'all was serious. Let me just say, both of y'all sound like y'all was serious, right? And y'all did say, y'all made the agreement. Both of y'all said we put it up at Gallant. So I can't see, I can't call it nothing like no you got to call it down the middle. You got to just say, hey, y'all said at Gallant, you can't make another name, now put up money 3 more months ahead of time when y'all already had said Gallant.
I'm going to give you the answer to that one. But from a racing standpoint of view, CJ at Gallant, he gotta go deal with like 3 or 4 races. If he gets a hole knocked in his pocket, he might fold, you know, and say, fuck this. I mean, some people
might. Yeah, but you can't make me put – but listen, I can't make you – if we already agreed that we're going to race, but we don't have to put this money up until Gallant, which is almost three months away, right? You can't make me put it up 3 months advance when it's supposed to be put up at 3 months.
No, you can't make him put none of them. I understand that. But I'm saying, I understand, and I'm not taking no sides, Antoine. I understand why CJ is probably holding firm on where he stood and didn't put it up now, because right now he got a lot put out for March. So why throw some more hamburger money at it when he got enough out there already?
Cliff, I get what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. I mean, either way, you know what I mean, the races are gonna be locked. I ain't even sweating it.
I got one question for you. What if he decides he ain't putting it up at Gallant? What happens?
Well, that's the whole thing. Now you had the agreement that you're gonna put it up back then at Gallant. That's what it's supposed to be, though.
That's correct. If he don't, he's gonna be the saddest man in America still. Is what I'm gonna say.
Well, the way I heard the man doesn't go back on his word. If he agreed to something, he don't go back on his word. And you know what? I gotta almost, you know, believe that's how it is. I mean, because there's a lot of people that don't stand on their word, you know, and those kind of people are already weeded out. We already know.
Which can do I put it in?
Right, Cliffy.
You go back on your word, Antoine, and I hear CJ never went back on his word, so I got to get both of y'all to benefit his doubt on that one, that you both going to stand firm on that one.
I'm just asking a question. What if somebody don't put it up? What happens?
They had already said about the back down. They got to put it up. It's already a lock, so somebody got to pay.
You know, I think that's I don't think nobody wants to get clowned over like that.
I can't see nobody if they're crying over that. They said they locked in that day on the phone. They just didn't put no date up when they can run. And I'm quite sure you can get the car back together when by the time they date it. It ain't like they got to be – they locked in and they got to be ready for 2 weeks.
Yeah, the date –
or
it
next
was,
week.
No matter what it was, the money had to stay up.
He can actually put it up that week, put it up that day, and they put their date out, now, like you said. And I forgot what date it was, but I could pull it back up.
I thought it was that
by the time they got a race.
It's April or
May 28th, the weekend of Memorial Day.
That's
13,
right? Nah, 29th.
That's like
29.
Yeah,
it's on a Sunday.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Hello?
This is the manager. How you doing?
Oh, shoot. We got the manager on the phone, y'all. Hold on. Who put you in here? Fat Albert get you on?
I'm on, Joe.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm on, Joe.
Oh, you got him on, Fat Albert?
Joe. Yeah, I got him.
Huh? You put them on?
Yeah, the phone
okay,
kept
hanging.
Okay, we're
going to
ask
you
a question. Hanging up.
Oh, the phone kept hanging up. All right, the manager.
Yeah.
Did you introduce the manager?
Oh, hey, Joe, don't you start that shit.
I was waiting, though.
You put them on, so you got to do it. Albert,
come on now. You got to introduce that man.
You already did.
Hold on. Okay. Hassan, I got to ask you something. Now, let me just tell y'all something about Hassan. a lot of people said that they seen him out there eating that bacon and all that. And let me just tell you, it was turkey bacon. I did see it was, it said, it's not beef bacon he was cooking. He was cooking, and he was on his live feed. I ain't going to lie, that was the longest cooking bacon I ever seen.
Man,
he cooked bacon for 25 minutes stirring that bacon. How long did you cook that bacon for? Huh? The manager.
How
far? Oh, you're a little low. But anyhow, I know somebody said something about, you know, he ain't supposed to be eating pork. But
I
don't think Hassan ain't never said he don't eat pork. So let me straighten it up. You're a little low, but I just want to make sure I straighten everybody up. Okay, but you know, okay, so now you don't eat pork no more, right?
I'm trying not to work on it, but I'm trying to stop, but it's hard, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. No, I just want to make sure. I know the year that I was there, you was eating pork.
Yeah,
I thought you were lying because you asked me for those ribs, and I thought, man, I ain't going to give you the ribs. You ain't going to throw my ribs on the ground. You said, no, and I gave it to you, and you were burning your hand, and you was eating. I'll never forget. You wouldn't even let me get your plate.
Yeah.
You remember that, right?
I remember that.
Him and Pee Wee was together. But anyhow, dude,
yeah.
We got to get down to this here. We got to get down to this now.
Yeah. But,
how in the heck did
you
and your daddy
know,
get into an argument? That's what we want to know.
Nah. Before I get on that topic, you know, with the CJ and Antoine, you know, they locked in on my show. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
I got them guys to lock in, you know. And you know it's a big rival versus them two. It's like Dallas and Redskins, like they have bad blood towards each other. And I told Antoine, I told Antoine and Marcus. I said, listen, long as y'all don't say that man's name, joke, or put his name on Facebook, or just say anything crazy. And just leave him alone, you know, the race going to happen. Because I know CJ, his personality, he is the type of person to say, you know what, fuck them. I'm not even racing them. I don't give a fuck. I ain't paying no motherfucker no punk out. I'm not doing none of that shit. Like, he's just straight curry that way because I know how CJ personality is. So I told Marcus and CJ, I told Antoine and Marcus, said, y'all want this race to happen, y'all got to leave him alone. Because it's a bad blood between them. CJ don't really fuck with them, and they don't really fuck with CJ. But everybody wants to see the race, so let me just clear you up on one thing
because hold on, I'm gonna make sure before you get it right. Antoine, you still here? Antoine.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
yeah, I'm here.
I understand. He said you set the date on the race.
Yes,
they locked
March,
in.
March,
they locked. Let me
March,
just let you
March
know. Something. Hold on. Wait. Listen to me.
No,
Antoine
no,
and CJ, they locked in with me. I can tell you what happened. You set the date. They never set the date. They set the date on your show.
Okay.
That's
gotcha,
how
I
went
gotcha.
Down.
I gotcha,
so you
man.
Didn't lock the race in.
I gotcha.
You locked the date in because they were asking me for the date. Antoine asked me for the date. And they was asking for the date. That's what it was. But go ahead.
Well, you
just,
know,
I just want to make sure
you're
on
help
that.
You out anyway, Long Island. You know, I'm
help yeah,
you
out
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah,
no, I just
want to
make sure you got it right, though. I want to make sure you got it right. You know, this is a year. This is also the year. Let everybody know. If you hear something that ain't right, correct it now so nobody turn around and make it keep going on. So just correct everybody.
Yeah.
Make sure they got it all right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
but
that's part
of the resolution that everybody should have. You don't hear something that ain't told right, so nobody lie on nobody and be done with it.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I was. That's what I was.
But, cheese curls.
But hey, Long Island.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was telling like Antoine and Marcus, and they agreed upon. I told them, I said, if y'all want that race to happen, y'all the pressure's on him. Y'all already paid Antoine. Already sent his DP money. Now the pressure's on CJ. Now if y'all just leave him alone, he has no excuse to back out on the race or have no excuse or nothing. Just let the man stay focused on whatever he's doing and let everything fall in place. That's all.
Well, once,
you know what I'm saying?
Once CJ fucked that Oldsmobile up at Gallant, He's going to be good. His chest going to be pumped.
Well, OG going to hear that shit going.
Listen, no,
matter of fact, wait a minute, Cliff. Didn't you give a bet or something? Didn't you bet on CJ on that one? I think you got a bet on that race, right?
Who? No. I bet it. No, CJ.
I mean, not CJ. I'm sorry. Cliff got a bet on that race, I think. Don't you, Cliff?
I bet it on Mark Jackson and Jason Gray race. I bet it. He bet me his 500 to my 250.
Who did?
Mark Jackson.
But then I want to get this straight because there's a rumor going around. So just let you know ahead of time, and Antoine is on here, and Antoine could be one of the people that can tell you. The rumor going around that Jason paid the DP. Am I right?
He said no. He said no on the live in front of everybody on my live show. He said no. He did not pay Punk. Jason said he loved the race and Mark Jackson going to get it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't believe that he paid Punk out. He told Antoine no on the live show.
He did not pay.
He didn't pay it. He did not pay.
Okay, but y'all heard it the first time when the first thing was said, right? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so now
Jason Gray gave Antoine his word he did not pay no Punk out. He told Antoine that's the rumor.
He didn't pay.
Okay, that's all everybody wanted to make sure because, you know, the word went around the street like he paid the Punk out. So basically,
the word was he wasn't going to go. He's going to pay Punk out. That's the word. They didn't say he paid it.
No, the word that he would pay Punk. That was the bet he was trying to bet.
I'm talking about the
Mark
rumor.
Jackson trying to bet that.
The rumor.
Okay.
Well, listen,
all right. So you cleared it up. That's what I mean.
Look, this is. Go ahead.
In case none of y'all know, in the word they said let there be light, and then there was light.
Yeah.
With that being said, I think it's a race.
Yeah, you're
hey, Joe. This is the bet between me and Mark Jackson, right? The bet between me and him is he said if Jason leave first, right? He must put the wind. Mark Jackson said he must put the wind light on. If he leave from the tree first, Mark Jackson said he must put the wind light on. Now he say if he leave first, leave Jason sitting at the tree, he must got Jason. He must gap.
Oh.
So anyway, that's the 500 against my two.
That's your bet.
No, that's me and Mark Jackson. I'm talking about me and Mark Jackson.
I know.
Bet. That's what I'm saying.
But once it don't go right, how you and him gonna settle that?
What you mean don't go right? He gonna have my 500. I'm gonna have his 250. I mean that's it. Everything gonna go all right.
So right now, both of y'all money in your pocket.
We already locked in. Yeah, everything's legit. Me and him already talking the back end. Everything good on our end. Everybody on Facebook will have to know what's going on, but me and Mark Jackson already got to understand.
Some shit ain't
okay.
Too legit.
Understand it. We got to understand this. So there won't be no misunderstanding. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, to answer your question, Island Joe, between me and Pro Stock Joe, and now we on this subject. This is when you get your popcorn. Look. Now,
hold on, let me go get it.
Now, with Pro Stock Joe, he got this thing with him, right? Like, he knows that, you know, I do my little live feeds. He know I got my fan base, whatever. So, Pro Stock got this thing, like, when I talk on this show, it's always like a negative comment. Like, he got something against me or he got a... hush me up or do something like try to get like cloud to get the fan base or whatever, like trying to get a little laughter and stuff. So he been doing it lately, like I've been letting it slide a couple of times, and after a while he just kept on. So I said, you know what, I'm not gonna talk fuck this shit. I'm gonna make a straight laughy about it. So I told Joe, I said, Joe, listen, I said, I fuck with you and everything, you know, you're doing a great job, what you're doing, But don't get it. Don't get this Facebook shit twisted. Because I said, because Facebook is different from Facebook in real life. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I ain't going to get into the topic of what I was saying because everybody actually was listening to my live feed. So Joe got back on the show, you know, and he acted like he had some sense. He was like, man, I seen that live feed made about me. I'm not going to even get somebody. So somebody was trying to hype up the situation, what occurred on this show. And Joe like, nope, I'm not getting into that. I'm not getting into that. So that right there let me know that Joe Postdoc understood what I said. So, you know, when nothing else to really talk about. Yeah. So,
right.
You know, sometimes you gotta let people know how you really feel. You can't sit back and let people just keep on, you know what I'm saying, being some disrespectful shit. You just gotta correct things when
you need to correct. I heard you said some disrespectful stuff too, so both of y'all said it, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, we both said some disrespectful shit.
Yeah,
but we got to understand it through Facebook, then actually have to have an understanding in real life when we see each other. So that's good that everything stopped on Facebook. That's all I'm saying. Like, we have understanding.
Yeah, because I know how it is when somebody throw a little slick something and you think about it later on and you say, damn, I should have said something. But, you know,
exactly.
you caught him when he said that.
If you have your show, Joe, and somebody says some slick shit to you, like you will hear it, but you won't hear it. But after you get off the show, you gonna be sitting back like, hold on, this motherfucker said something.
Did I just hit
you? Hold on.
Let me make
a phone call.
But look, this is no lie. This is how I heard. And I'm just going to say how it was. They told me. Said, the man called you broke, and you told him, I was that the kid? We both broke bitches then.
He called me broke and everything, and I told him, I said, we both broke because, first of all, you don't got a job. You keep saying I don't got a job, and all you do is sell TV or donate TV, whatever the fuck you do at the racetrack. You know what I'm saying? I never see you with a work uniform. I never seen a work uniform on day of your motherfucking life. And you sit behind the desk, just like at your house or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? You don't even get paid to do this shit.
Let me tell you something. I missed your live feed. Like, they told me you had a little TV sitting up there by you when you did your live feed. Is that true?
Oh yeah. I went and grabbed the TV and put the TV behind my back. It seemed like I'm raffling it all.
you know what I'm saying?
Because one thing about me is, yeah, you know, one thing about me, if you try to shoot shots at me, I'm going to shoot shots at you.
Back,
you know what I'm saying?
And
you try to say I'm broke and I don't got no job, whatever. Then now I got to show that you ain't nothing but a raffle, man. You just try to raffle off TV. So that's what the fuck I showed on my live feed. Oh, shit.
Listen, I'm going to be real about it. I seen you one day. You was playing softball. Then one day you was raising
that
dog.
Then you was a cat. That was for what's his name? The one with the cat. That was for Sean Dude. I mean, Sean Dude was going at it. Then I did. What's his name? What's the dude's name? What's his name?
Wicked Bird.
King Hater. Wicked Bird. I got a Wicked Bird.
Yeah,
there.
Wicked
we did
Bird.
Show with him and Two Time. I got both of their ass. So, you know, I got on Antoine before. Like, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, but I noticed, though, since I've been doing the shows and stuff, everybody, like, you know, backed off. Like, I ain't fucking with the man. I'm letting the man just do the man just this. Because one thing about it, you joke on me, I can turn jokes completely back on you.
You got on
Yeah,
cool.
You know what? Let me just be real about it. It was a couple of times I had
Fed Albert had to stop his truck and everything. And sit on the roadside and went to my life. He was over. He couldn't breathe. He said he couldn't breathe. He said he couldn't breathe.
But you know what? This is what I try to say now. I'm just being real about it. Now, y'all had a little fun. Y'all might have a little argument, but it's over. The whole thing is over.
Yeah.
They have fun about it, and they can laugh about it. Some people can't laugh. Some people can throw stuff at you, throw shade, and then when somebody else throws something back at them, they can't take it. Now, if you throw it at somebody... Get ready to get it back at you. And that's why I'm just telling everybody right now.
So now, if you don't want shade thrown at you, don't throw nothing at them. Joe. This is what I'm saying. How people can throw fire at you When we throw back at them, now they saying, oh, when I see you at the racetrack, I'm going to fuck you up. Or when I see you in person, I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do that to you. But when you went on my ass, Herb, you got all your likes, all your laughs, all your jokes, all your comments.
You
got all, you got all your likes and shares and all that shit. I said, okay, enjoy yourself. Understand, I have a live button, too. Then when I get my live feed and I go do it in your ass, then I don't want to hear no crying or nothing, because I'm going on your ass. Like, I'm gonna be very disrespectful. So
no, you're right, but that's what the game is about, though. You know, I'm being real about it. Some people can take it, some people can't take it.
They call Pee Wee. They say, man, go ahead and get her some, man. Well, tell her, man, he need to chill, man, with that dumb shit, man. Ooh. Now they want to call Pee Wee. But they'll tell Pee Wee that they was talking big shit on the live feeds and all this shit, but they want to call Pee Wee and tell him to tell me to chill out. Come on, man.
That's how it goes. How it sounds. But listen, give the good work. You're doing good, having fun with it, and it's all about fun. So that's all being real.
This is all about,
somebody
fun.
Threw some shade on you. You threw it right back at them. Just had the fun with it. Now they turn around. You know what? They know not to turn around to it. I'm, like certain names, I don't believe in. I wouldn't throw nothing at you because, say for example, I don't play mama jokes. I ain't gonna call you no bitch. I won't want you to call me one. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Certain thing I won't throw at you. You know, we could play around and joke off. You know, we do. Ain't no big deal, but I'm not going to throw certain things at you. I don't believe in no racial stuff. You know what I mean? I don't believe in it, you know. So I ain't going to let you call me. I ain't going to call you a name so you can call me one. So that's how you got to do it. You keep that respect, and that's how it'll be.
Keep it on respectful level.
Yeah. You respect how we be talking and having a good time about it. Some of these guys will come out and just throw their name out. They'll call you out of the name. And also you'll be like, yo, did he just call me that?
Well,
I know damn well.
Exactly.
What you
like,
do,
like,
you know,
I know
now you
have looked
at my
live feeds a couple of times, and guys be saying little remarks on the comment and saying this, saying that about me or whatever. Saying, oh, he live in the shelter, or he homeless, he this, he that, he broke, he this, he that. Oh, I donate him clothes, he need it. Ooh. I sit and look at the live feed. I say, okay. I let it chill for a minute. You know what I'm saying? After a while, I go on the live feed, and I type their name on it. He said, get in here. I'm on your ass. And everybody start jumping on the live feed. Said, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Now you mad. Now you want to do everything to me.
All right, Hassan, I'm just going to let you know. Only one live feed, I said, leave that one alone. When you and the girl going at it, leave that one alone.
Yeah, that's only what I said.
Leave that one alone. That one, you don't need to do that one.
Joe.
Leave that one alone.
Joe. Hey, Joe, that's his secret lover, Joe. That's his secret lover.
Don't feed it. Let it go. You know, and understand, I got people that fucks with me, and I got also got haters. So you know what I'm saying. So,
oh, yeah, you're going to have that.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah. Remember that.
You're doing right if you got haters. If I don't have haters, I don't have fans. You know what I'm saying? And I always remember that.
Right.
You know, even though they hate me or say some bad shit about me, when I go on live feed, they still watching. They don't understand. Their names still pop up on my live feed. They still watching me, though.
They're making you relevant.
So you don't hate me. You don't hate me that much. Huh?
Yeah, you're right about that.
I look at your name. I don't see no block number, which you in my Facebook friend. I don't see no block number. So you ain't that mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't hate me that much.
No, you're right. You're right. You're 100% right. But you're doing the right thing. You're having fun with it. Everybody can say what we want to say, but Hassan is out there having fun with it, laughing, carrying on, and. Hey, don't take him serious. Like, if you want to throw something at him, he's going to throw it back at you. That's all. Ain't no big deal, but you respectable, he respectable, he ain't going to bother you. Ain't no cool. Everything's good. But you throw something at him, just be ready for him to come back at you. That's all. And that's what everybody should be able to do. You know, I'm just being real about it.
Everybody should do that, yeah.
If you turn around now, if you're going to be disrespectful from the get-go, some people just don't play it. Now you can understand. Now, if a man says, look, man, I don't play that name, just leave that alone. Because I can tell you firsthand, I got to see a video once, and a guy actually had a radio show, and disrespected a man, and the man said he didn't play that name. And every week he was a little joke of the thing, messing with him, messing with him, messing with him. That one time when he came in town, when he came to the man's town, the man wasn't even coming to the event that day, but he heard he was going to be in town. He came up there, and it wasn't a good look. I can tell you that. Because he said he wasn't playing with him. He asked him, now, you going to say that again? When he said it, that was it. Like he said, it commenced the ass whooping.
Now, understand, that was a joke. Yeah, that's real. Well, understand this, Joe. I tell people, if you're not built for this, if you can't say shit and back it up and understand, like, it could be consequences behind this shit, you ain't built for that, you ain't war ready for this shit, you can't do this shit. You feel what I'm saying? And I know guys
that
always...
Listen, you can do it. That's how I look at it. You can do it. But if a man tell you, you know, like everybody, I'm being real about it. I'm just going to say this here. Yeah. I seen a text, you know, with something, a man talk about somebody else's parents and stuff. You don't know if they passed or what, man. Certain people can't take that stuff or going through something. You don't do that. Certain things you don't play with. If somebody said, look, man, don't go there, and that's it. Respect that one and go. Leave it alone. Don't worry about it. If he ain't said nothing bad,
Sometimes people go a little too far. Hey, Joe, but look, you know me. You've been following me for a long time. You know, that's the first thing. Like, when my motherfucker joke on me or say some shit about me, I give him a warning. I'm like, go ahead and chill, man. Go ahead, because I go on your ass, it's going to be a different story than me. Keep hitting the fuckers up. The reason why I tell him to chill, because I'm going to go deep, and I'm going to go deeper and deeper.
Let me just say this.
So,
everybody, I don't care what it is, somebody got certain things that you just don't talk about. Certain things.
Yeah.
And being real, certain things that I don't play. And like I said, I don't play the mama thing, and I don't play that bitch thing. You know, I really don't. You ain't going to hear me call nobody a bitch, and you ain't going to hear me talk about their mama.
Like,
and that's how we can talk about everything else, but I don't do that.
You could never joke with Willie Dog. I don't care. You got a little play joke. Willie Dog, here goes.
Nah, you can listen. Me and Willie Dog got to understand it. He know what I said one
I
day.
Know.
You know,
I know.
And ever since then, he keep me. You know, we talk, but we don't do wrong shit. He say everything. He call everything. Do whatever. He play with me, but he knows I don't play certain things. And that's cool about it, because he, you know, he respect me. I respect him or something. You know, Willie Dog cool though, man.
Willie Dog cool,
yeah.
Guy. My man.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you know a person, you can joke like that. It's okay, but certain things you can't touch. That's all. But let me open up a couple of these mics, because I see everybody up there hitting on it. And what's your resolution anyhow, since you're
I'm gonna let you go on here
tell me your New Year's resolution for this year. What you plan on doing or you want to try to do?
My New Year's resolution is to get in grocery gear this year and fuck Antoine up. That's my New Year's resolution. That's my main focus. To fuck Antoine up and show Antoine that he can't fuck me behind that wheel.
Hey, Joe.
Here we go.
Tell that motherfucker lock in for us the same day I'm running CJ Motor Motors for a quarter mile. Fuck him. Lock in, bitch.
Whenever the car. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you like this. I can catch you. We can catch you at North or South if we get the car back by then. Or I definitely can catch your ass on your territory in April on the Fred Wisley show.
Won't be there.
It better not be there. I'm being your backyard. I already told Pee Wee we coming up there. You better not be there.
Listen, the truck is not coming out until I come to MIR. As of now. Straight like that.
So the truck ain't gonna be out by April.
Truck is not coming to no event until that Memorial Day weekend. First one of the kickback.
I got you.
And why it works? Because he ain't gonna be the only race I have a day. I got another one on the show. I'm gonna lock in when it gets a little bit closer to it.
Cat,
OG Bobby, just get ready, OG Bobby. I'm gonna lock your ass in a couple weeks before. I'm calling it now.
Hold on, I'm gonna say one thing before
I fall back. Before I fall back and just listen to the show. this one race I really want to see this year, though. It's one race I do really want to see this year, though, and I hope it happens, though.
Oh,
I like to see the Warden, and Mellow Yellow. Like, I want that race to happen so bad this year.
Yeah,
that's the race I want to see.
Are you stupid? Let me ask you a question. Are you stupid?
What? I mean, I'm just asking. I'm speaking as a fan, though. I'm speaking as a fan. Any two cars can race. I mean, that's what they say on the show, right?
Okay, listen. Okay. I want you to listen closely to what I'm getting ready to tell
you. Cool, I mean, Mook's talking the back end, and Mook said he wants Mellow Yellow, so just understand,
man,
but he's just waiting to get oil pressure before he call that man out. That's all I'm saying.
Hold. Listen close to what I'm getting to tell you. They only want motherfuckers that's beneath them. Let's get it straight. Because a motherfucker that's up there in their area code, they won't grudge for that shit, but they'll do a shootout race. That's what's wrong with a lot of these motherfuckers up here. And it's all fact of the matter is the car that they should have grudged, that they didn't grudge, they was on the same fucking property and never fucking happy. Mellow Yellow got gap-tized by that car. Damn it, two cars.
Damn.
So what's the point of, if that's the car that the Warden's supposed to run head up, it's the baddest car in North Carolina and the Warden's supposed to be the baddest, one of the baddest bitches from up here, then what does it matter?
Yeah, you right.
Well, I'm just saying,
okay.
It makes sense. Listen,
let me make sure I open
day,
his mic up because he had the mic open. I want to make sure y'all got the mic open. Hold on a second, y'all. I got his mic open. 910-6970, your mic is open.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, now.
OG.
It's OG Bobby.
What's up, OG Bobby? They go OG Bobby.
Let me OG.
Keep hearing my name.
That's right. Get him, OG. Antoine on here.
Yeah, and I'm
going to
lock you in before the Memorial Day weekend. If that aligns with your schedule, because I know you're truck driving all that. I know respect
Memorial,
your schedule
I
and all that.
But I thought we were doing something like a lot.
I'm not bringing the truck to Galat. I just told you that. I'm not bringing the truck to Galat.
All right, then. We'll worry about you
later. Yeah. But I'm just saying, though, you know, when it gets closer to that date, I'm going to lock you in.
Promises. Let me get to that.
He said promises. OG Bobby, funny as shit. That's my man.
OG Bobby, come on. Let's hear your New Year's resolution. Come on now. Come on.
I'm planning on bringing some pain, Joe. You hear me?
Oh, shit.
Pain and upset. Can you tell us who you're bringing the pain to and who are you upsetting?
I want to bring some more pain to Cliff. You know how you knock a motherfucker out? And you know you're
going
to fight and knock him back down. He's going to knock him back down again. You know how you know that, right? Cliff just don't understand. You like that Nova so much, I'll bet you a thousand Cliff on the side that I'll be way off your boy, off that Nova.
Oh, what Nova?
Damn. The one you're promoting.
Oh, shit.
Did you call my name earlier?
Cliff,
when TJ fucked that Ozenville up, did you say that, Cliff? Hello?
Hello, Cliff.
Don't get quiet like a person mouse now.
Man, Cliff win the bushes. Can somebody give
Cliff,
I gotta stomp him.
I got to stomp a mud hole in his ass. He don't understand.
Damn, Cliff. I said, OG Bob, you came on here shooting and Cliff ran in the house.
You need to get his ass back out the house.
Y'all crazy.
He just went in there and told mom, and said, man, they shooting outside. People went in the house, closed the curtains, locked the doors and everything. Said they shooting outside. They ain't going out there.
Hold on now. Let me see something. Wait a hell. I know Cliff got to be on here still. Yeah,
you get it. Go get him out the house, Joe. Go knock on that man's door.
Joe, what's going on?
There he is. There go Cliff.
Joe, what happened?
You know what happened.
OG Bobby on here. He's shooting over here.
He's shooting blanks.
He said he got $1,000. He's going to be off your boy. Off CJ's Nova.
Now, I ain't gonna bet that much. You won.
I ain't won nothing. You got so much confidence.
I know that,
you
but
still,
it's hard
you,
to bet. You won.
You still can't get the ass open out your head, right? But you got to go through somebody else.
Nah,
I'm giving
Bobby,
you a chance with some of your money. I'm
Bobby,
giving you a chance
you,
with some of your money
Bobby,
back.
I,
a third
listen,
of your
you
money.
You won.
Back.
I'll never get another chance again. I blew both chances.
Well, so
you
next,
good.
So next time you
I'm
mention
done.
My car, you put Mr. in front of me. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Nah, see that's what you're wrong. I didn't mention
you
it. Say
Mr. When
I
you mention my
I
car.
I said CJ going to beat the Oldsmobile. And I stand firm on
it,
that. CJ going
to
beat
the Oldsmobile.
But look, he just
down.
Told but Cliff, he just said he'll bet you that he'll be off CJ bumper. Be clean off.
Well, I got something better, Joe. I bet $2,000 he won't race me that day. Now let's
Damn.
Go.
Lock it in. Lock it in. Lock it in. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Damn.
Listen, it's locked.
As long as you come with that thing, that car.
No. That's where you're
yeah.
wrong,
as long
son.
As you come with your
you
car
don't
and
tell
you
me nothing. You won. You don't.
As long
tell
as you come with
nothing.
Your
money
car,
you
and
can't
that,
tell
yeah,
me.
As long as your money car. Yeah.
See, that's where the North is fucked up, and you from the North. You can't
No. You just told me 2,000.
Don't get on here telling me what to do, motherfucker. Don't get on here telling me what to do, bro.
The fuck you ain't nobody. You still trying to get
you ain't nobody. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You ain't nobody. You're a
Cliff.
You will never, ever be nobody.
You can't push the
you
one
just,
button.
You just a fucked up wet dream. That's all you
okay.
is, Cliff.
I bet you all you're going to do that day is you're going to go to get your ass beat
you,
and you're going to walk past me and
you
want to
lock it in, Cliff? You
want to
lock it in? You want to lock
I
it in for that 2,000?
I just said it's locked. Wait, but how much? What'd you say? Back up.
You said 2,000. My
yeah,
car and your
we
car.
Can race. We can race for that amount. We can race for that amount.
Yeah, my car and your car.
Head the fuck up, yeah.
My car,
God,
my Oldsmobile, and that Monte Carlo.
I just said,
your
yeah.
Your two-tone Monte Carlo.
I just said, yeah, head the fuck up. What's the problem?
No, I'm just joking.
You lock it
up,
right?
Long, so, long.
Hey, Ben Albert, you here?
Ben Albert. Ben Albert gone.
Oh, yeah,
I hear him.
Oh, he on here.
I hear him.
You hear him, Ben Albert?
OG Bobby and Cliff.
Yeah,
yep.
DP, heads, man.
Heads up.
Heads up.
Ain't nobody talking to you.
I got to beat it for this one. I can't miss this race. I'm going to definitely beat it for this one.
You ain't going to miss nothing. Ain't going to be nothing to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this could be the race right here. This is the fucking race right here. Yeah,
hey, Hod. You know,
yeah.
Like I said, you know how you got to stop a mud hole to my ass to prove they gonna get the ass whooped again. That's
yeah.
what I'm gonna do to Cliff.
All right, so let's make it clear on Long Island, Joe. So it won't be no misunderstanding. Fed Albert's y'all DP man. So you let Fed
so
Albert know how y'all want to take this race.
Get Steph then. Call Steph. Get Steph on the phone then.
No, everybody's on the phone that need to be on the phone right now as far as I'm concerned.
You said Fat Albert DP, man, so get Steph on the phone.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You need a DP?
Fat Albert's a DP man for y'all. He going to be there?
No, he wants Steph, so leave me out of there.
Okay, my bad, okay.
Listen, we don't need to go any further. Because you're making it more complicated than it needs to be.
I'm making it nothing complicated. I ain't making nothing complicated.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I know I'm not. I'm not making nothing
yes,
complicated. All I said is get Steph on the phone for the DP man, that's it.
Hassan, you can be the DP man. Is that all right with you, Bobby?
Hey, I prefer go towards Fred Albert way on that one. I ain't gonna be DP man, but Fred Albert, I just said keep him out of it. He said keep him out of it. Let y'all want him to be. But you know, if he's saying Steph, then let him be Steph. Then you know what I'm saying. But you know, but I know that you know Fred Albert. He's loyal. He's been doing shit for a long time. That's why I said it.
Not listen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But this man acting like he trying to create some new shit that ain't got to be.
I ain't crazy. No. Nothing different than I'm saying.
I mean he wants his DP man. I mean that's the only thing holding up Cliff. He wants
listen,
he wants stuff.
Listen, let me make it clear to you, Hassan, and anybody else who's listening. For the majority of the party, Albert is the DP man for all of my races there at Gallant. Why would I change? Why would I go to somebody else? Why?
So now it's a DP problem now. Now both of y'all.
No, it ain't a DP problem with me. Ask that man who's the DP for him and
DP
CJ. Whoever the DP man is for him,
I can lock up 2,000 right now.
Listen, whoever the DP man is for you and CJ can be our DP man. Let's get it.
Fat Al was the DP man for that race already.
Okay, then let's get it then. Let's get it.
Fat Al was the DP man for me and CJ.
So let's get it.
I want Fat to be the DP man for me and your race.
Okay, you know, I ain't got no more to say.
OG, what makes you a Cliff fan is he not going to mess with Steph. He's going to mess with Albert. So, but you won't mess with Steph.
No, I'm
so
saying there's no need to add nobody else into this.
That's what he's saying, OG.
Nobody else into this.
Steph, OG.
If I got my money in one bank, I'm going to keep it in one bank. I don't know about Joe, but if I got my money in one bank, it stays in one
bank. Hey, OG, Bobby, that's the problem.
Steph is one step. Steph is one of the most trusted ones. I'm not saying don't nothing out for Fred Albert, Joe.
Listen,
I'm saying Steph is good, too. So what's wrong with Steph?
No, we're not saying he's not
trusted. All right, so what's the problem? So what's the problem?
Y'all talking about two different DP men. That's all it is. I mean, he don't want to do.
All that's,
no, he's talking about two different DP men, not me.
No, that's what I'm saying. OG is.
I just said Steph. Get Steph on the phone. We're locking in. That's it.
But OG, this is what he's saying, OG. He don't want to do Steph. He said he want to keep it in one bank. That's the only problem.
Hassan, Fat Albert's the DP man.
No, what you're saying, I want to make sure. I make sure you and OG Bobby on the same page. With you know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, Cliff. You want to keep it in one bank. But OG want to go another way with somebody else.
Hold on one second,
guys, for a second. Let me just make sure, because I know this guy got to go to work, so I want to open up this mic real quick. 443-3051, your mic is open.
Hey, how are y'all doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year now. Happy
New Year.
Rob.
What's up, Rob? This is Rob Weber with 8-Ball. So I got you logged in, right, Cliffy? We're good for Saturday. So I hear OG talking about stomping a mud hole in your ass and making it wet, right?
Listen, that's what everybody says, but I'm still dry.
I know, that's what I hear. But see, you're right, you are still dry. So after he gets done fucking with you, what I want to do is stomp a mud hole in his ass and kick it dry. I've been asking him for a race, and he won't lock me in. He keeps talking about ODB and all that other bullshit. Well, I'm going to be on the property on the lot. And this is what I want to do to OG Bobby.
There it goes.
This is exactly what I want to do. See, I've already got four races locked in for the weekend. I'm trying to make it five because I think Buck Gibson should not have the title for having the most I'm a rookie. And my New Year's resolution is to make grudge racing great again. And what I want to do...
What do you want to do?
Is after I'm done, I want to make that mud hole in OG Bobby's ass wet. That's what I want to do.
And then I'm going to come back. Hey, boy, you a smooth bully. You a smooth bully. You a smoothest bully
I've
ever met in my life.
Stop the fuck up and stop trying to take our shit. Shut the fuck up. Sit down.
Hassan, you just be quiet, Hassan, because you ain't
done nothing. Yeah, let's get this right on.
Let's
see what's going to happen. We got to see what happens later. All right,
go ahead, y'all.
So that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
Just because you put it like that, give his ass OG. Fuck it.
Look, whatever you want, man. I'm good. What do you want? Well, Fat Albert can be our DP, man. I love Fat Albert. So this is what I'll tell you. Whatever you call the terms, and I will run you off the trailer first thing Saturday morning. Let's get busy. Because this is what I'll tell you about my 2021. I ain't scared. Because my favorite race out of 2021, in one of the two races that I lost, was against Mr. Lewis, and he fucked me up bad. But you know why that was my favorite race? Because there was no bullshit. We shook hands, we got in the paint, and we went down the track, and then when we were standing up there waiting for the golf carts to come get us, we shook hands and we laughed our asses off. Okay, that was my favorite race of the year. And I had no business being in the paint with that man. So with that being said is I ain't scared. So what I want... is you to call the terms right now and we'll come to agreement on it. Off the trailer Saturday morning.
Before we get to your, before we get to you, Mr. Common Collector.
See, here we go. Here we go. Here, no, I'm business. It is business. You understand? I can love you all day long, but it's business.
Yeah, I could love you from a distance, but then not that type of love. You know what I'm saying? So let's get back to
Mr. I got you, brother.
All right, you know what? All right, Fat Albert, since I'm going to play the same game y'all playing, let Fat Albert be the DP man for Cliff. It ain't going to make a difference, but his ass will be going to stand. Come on. Albert?
All right, what y'all want to do?
Red Rock. Get him, bro.
Cliff?
Red Rock. Red Rock.
Cliffy, why you say Red Rock? Yeah, see, this is part of the equation that you fucking me up on, man.
What,
you
know,
got to run, man.
Listen to me. I'm gonna do a
grand slam. 3-3-3. Come on. Let's go, Cliff.
Oh, now explain that. Now you got my attention. Explain that one.
I'm gonna do a grand slam. I'm gonna do that Nova, you, and that 8-ball.
Really?
Yeah, damn.
So good to me, Cliffy. We're waiting on you, Cliffy.
I'm going to let your DP man be the DP man. Now let's get to it. Let's lock this in.
Yeah.
My old building, that two-tone Malibu, what's that shit you got? Where that car is? Mr.
All
Cook.
Right. Now I got you at 8-ball. I got you at 3. I got Butchie at 4.
What time you got me? 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. You my first ticket. You my first ticket.
Okay. Well, I got time before you, so that's good.
Butchie, yeah, my second ticket. Hey Joe, somebody get Butchie on the phone. If we get, let's see if he'll change his race, and then Bobby will be my second ticket. 8-ball, you'll be my first ticket. Bobby, you'll be my second ticket. We can get on the phone. We got enough time. If you can't get him on the phone, we'll work something out.
Good evening. Happy New Year to y'all fellas in La La Land.
Happy New Year. You want to back this race up to another day, and I'm gonna push Bobby where you was supposed to be.
Nah, I can't back it up this time, man. I got a partner this time. I can't back it up. I'm trying to go there. My New Year's resolution is to get in the paint like everybody else. I'm not backing up.
No.
I want a piece of your ass, and I want a piece of a few other people's asses,
Butchie,
too.
But I asked you yes or no. I didn't ask you for explanation. That's fine. I'll start explanation.
Cliffy, let me throw this out there for you. I'll race you any time because I ain't got times locked in on any of mine. It don't matter as long as we get in the paint and we get it done. You understand what I'm telling you? So you can move me around if you need to put somebody else in that spot. I'm good.
No.
I don't care.
You,
we already locked. I do whatever.
You stand right where you at 3 o'clock. You stand right there.
I'll stand on it all day long.
Yeah, you ain't moving. We're not going to change it. You ain't moving.
I got you.
I would have rather put you in, but
you can make
he don't want to move.
Then.
Huh?
You at 3 o'clock, you at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Put you at 4.
I could be at 5.
Listen, you could be the first one for 1,000. You could be before 8-ball for 1,000.
Nah, 1,000. There you go with that fucking bullshit. You just said $2,000. I'm $2,000 for better. You said $2,000.
Yes, he did. He did say that.
Yes, I did. So I tried to change it. He said no. Yes, I did say it.
All right, so lock your ass in. I can lock the whole pot if you want me to.
No.
Come on, Cliff.
Cliff, you
acting shaky, Cliff.
No, it's not that I'm acting shaky. I just got to make sure my money's where it's supposed to be.
You ain't got no money. So
if I ain't got nothing, take the $1,000.
Nah, you taking that $2,000? You put your foot in your mouth,
I'm trying to take it out of my mouth.
Well, you should have thought about it before you opened it.
I'm trying to take it out of my mouth. But I tell you what, while I'm taking it out of my mouth, you could be the first one. How you like that? You only race to see there for $1,500. $2,000. Charging me, homie.
$2,000.
2,000. You know what? I don't care, man. I'm back up off that one.
That's what I fucked up.
I got to make sure my money's right. Listen, I'm
yeah, you never
real. Got everyone understand that. That's the problem. I put my foot in my mouth. You don't understand that? But I definitely raised you 4,000. That's all right, though.
Yeah.
But
damn, Cliff.
I guarantee. Who said that? Who said that?
Don't matter who said it. You just embarrass yourself on national TV.
Who's damning God? I want to know who's that.
this is the manager talking.
Okay, manager, back up for a minute because you don't know what's going on this one. I'm begging you.
No, I'm hearing what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I'm hearing what's going on.
Well, listen,
let me ask you this.
Let's rock in. That's all.
When I tell y'all, I put my foot in my mouth, and everybody acting like they don't understand. Then I say a little less of amount. What's the problem? Now you're gonna throw rocks at me because I said I made a mistake, but I'm still trying to go in there. Now I'm telling this man,
what would it take?
He could be the first one on the ticket for $1,000. He could be the first one on the ticket.
$2,000,
not a top pass. Well, once again, he said $2,000. You got to stand on that.
Listen, manager, all this money I'm coming out my mouth is coming out my pocket. I ain't asking you. I ain't making no phone calls. Every number I holler comes out of my pocket. And I'm cool.
That's right.
All that shit you talk about.
Cool.
I respect that.
I don't gangster on other people's money. You understand
that? Hey, I don't
If I got to be the first one, I can't do it for 2,000. Between him and Butchie and our 8-ball, that would be, you know, I'm a few grand in, so okay, I could deal with that. But if I go a little bit over my budget, then you know what, I ain't gonna be comfortable with myself. And so that's what I'm trying to tell you, fellas.
Yeah, don't
cut
me short, Cliffy, because I need your money.
You won't get it. Trust me when I tell you,
partner. I am. You're right. I am. I'm going to give it to me. I know. So, OG, let me ask you this. So, Cliffy, I got a question. Well, Cliffy, if you're backing up on the $2,000, what's it going to take you to get in the paint with the man for the $2,000?
I just said
you need a spot
man.
Or something? Oh, I know, but he said $2,000, and you said $2,000, and I respect that. But you know what, man?
Ball,
try to give
ball.
Him a get
me
a spot.
And you, me and you,
I'm trying.
Listen, me and you, how much is me and you going running head up for?
I think it's $1,000.
Right.
$1,000 or $1,500, I can't remember.
No, it's $1,000. Butchie, how much is me and you locked in for?
$1,000.
Right. Now, Bobby, jump your ass in there, and you can be first. You can tell them, you can be the determination of what the fuck is going to be that day. You can be first. $4,000.
First for the $2,000, yeah. First for the $2,000.
Okay, well, you know what? I can't raise my hand on that one. I put my foot in my mouth with $2,000.
All right.
You know what?
So it sounds like Cliffy's stepping aside for $2,000.
On one race, yes, I am. On one race for $2,000, yeah, I'm stepping aside. Yeah, I am.
OG, go ahead and get 8-ball. He's saying Red Rock.
Okay,
go ahead
well,
get 8-ball.
You know what? I'm not saying Red Rock. I'm saying, since it sounds like OG Bobby got $2,000 to play with that Saturday, right? Do y'all hear that? Do you hear that, Joe?
Yeah, we hear it.
OG? I heard that.
I'm listening.
I'm listening. So why don't we make it 5 o'clock? Why don't we make it 5 o'clock?
Okay, Cliff's saying Red Rock, so basically it's going to be OG and 8-ball. Then he
no,
might as well
let them talk first. Let them they're trying to figure out their schedule. I'm going to take them back, whatever they're going to lock in for. Let them finish their thing.
Yeah,
first.
I mean, you tell me. I mean, the only one I got a time locked in now is Cliffy, and he said 3 o'clock, so it only take me an hour to turn my truck around.
3 o'clock or sooner. So
yeah, right, whatever, whoever, yeah. I'm good at 3 o'clock.
There you go, so get that off your mind.
Okay, so now,
I'm just
okay,
saying,
Rob and OG, how y'all want to do it so we can go ahead and move on?
I'm waiting on you, OG.
I'm listening, Oyball.
I'm $2,000 is where I'm at on it. It don't matter when. I'd rather do it in the evening.
Okay, what time?
5 o'clock.
All right. With the
all
the
right.
Black
so we, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So wait a minute. So you trying to say 8-Ball versus Bobby? I mean, Bobby.
Right.
8-Ball versus OG.
OG Bobby at 5 o'clock. Heads up, 8th Mile Pro Tree. What y'all locking in?
You go with 5, or what you want to do?
It's up to whatever you call it.
We log in 1,000. I'm good. We log in 2,000. I don't care. I'm gonna be on the property. I'm there.
Five.
I'm ready to ride. Whatever you call it, I'm putting it because the last time I talked to you, you were a little gun shy about getting in the paint with me, but now tonight it seems like you want to ride. So let's ride. Whatever it is.
Right, hold on, Bobby. He said, "Hold on."
Get him, Rob.
5,000 or better.
Ow.
5 or 2,000 or better. Heads up, 8th Mile Pro Tree. 8-Ball against OG Bobby. In the lanes at 5 o'clock. Track rules. Bobby, is it locked?
4:55 because I don't like to be late.
Bobby, is it locked?
All right, hold on, good deal. I'll send it to you right now, Fat Albert.
Hold on. Bobby,
pardon
is
me?
It locked?
I asked a question, Mr. Albert. What time me and CJ race?
Nah, I gotta go back in.
It ain't 5 o'clock.
Cliff, shut the hell up.
CJ and OG Bobby, 20 heads at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
You and CJ is at 6 o'clock.
I'm good at whatever.
So let me ask you a question. So just in case that line is long, and then we get to the line by 5:30, I don't want to lose my deposit with CJ.
No.
I'm not complaining.
As long as
you shit, dude. Fat Albert, you know me. I'm late, but I ain't complaining.
Yeah, well, if the line is long and you can't, as long as I see you coming up in that line, I'm not gonna call it that you owe him any punko.
Right.
I'm talking. I'm running eight ball first.
Because I ain't trying to take money like that. I want to fuck you up fair and square.
No, you're not running eight ball first.
Hold on, Cliff. Let me get this lock in. So, Bobby, you and 8-Ball gonna run at 5 o'clock. Is that what you want?
Yeah, I don't want to run. I don't want to lose pay the deposit for the CJ. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So I tell you what, can y'all move it to how about can y'all move it back? Can y'all go 4:30?
Bobby, you get to see me in 8-Ball race first. You feel happy now? You get to see the man run first. I'm going
to
race him first at 3 o'clock.
Because ain't nobody saying nothing to you.
You need to see something first.
No, I'm not going to shut the fuck up and sit down somewhere because you ain't doing nothing.
No, you need to
all
make
you
your fucking mind. You need to make your fucking mind.
No, you need to make up with some get a good job.
Hold on, Cliff. Hey, 8-Ball. You and Bobby. Can y'all do it at 4:30? Can y'all do it at 4:30?
I can do it at 4:30.
Bobby, can
I'm
do it at 4:30?
As long as my 3 o'clock don't run over. And like I said, if you ask him for that privilege,
Let me say this. We're going to have a certain lane for grudge races only. Only.
Right.
So it's not going to be the shootouts or test and tune in the grudge lane.
Right.
So you would not have to worry about it.
I got you, Pat.
Okay.
I know. Well, right. It's
so,
like he just asked. Right, he just asked for that privilege, so I'm asking
right,
for that
right.
privilege. If it's 3:35, because you know me, Fat Albert. If I tell you I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna be there. It ain't it's bullshit. If it's something wrong, right. So
right.
We're good. All right.
Well, we're gonna. OG, you good with 4:30?
Yes, sir.
That won't mess up your schedule. All right. Let me say that. Everybody, be quiet. So that's OG versus 8-Ball. Heads up, 8th Mile Pro Tree, be in the lanes by 4:30, 500 on 2,000 or better. Track rules. Bobby, is it locked?
Yes, sir.
3 bulbs a race.
8-Ball, is it locked? Bobby, he said three bubs, the whole pot is locked. So if he got both of his on and you lock in one bub and your car breaks, you pay the whole pot. That's what he's saying. Three bubs, the whole race, the whole pot is
three
locked.
Three bubs race, bro.
So if I put my pre-stage and my stage on.
And if one of y'all got both bubs on and the other one got one bub, the whole pot is locked.
If you turn both bulbs on, I turn one and I time out. Guess what? You just won $2,000.
You won $2,000.
Oh,
time out. Okay, so.
Okay.
So
we'll
no, three bulbs are
new work.
Red loses it all.
Red lit lose it all. Track rules. Red light lose it all.
All right. No problem.
All right. I'm locked.
So. All right. Well,
thank
locked.
You, OG. I appreciate you, brother. You ain't going to like me at the end of the night, but I appreciate you right now.
You ain't going to like me at the end of the summer. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's hold on. So it's locked. It is locked. Five on 500
it is
on 2,000 or better.
I'll send you my money before I go to bed.
Now, Kenny, you
there? Y'all can send it. I mean, Bobby, is it okay with you? I mean, y'all can send it like 2 weeks before the race.
I'll send you right now, Fat Albert.
Okay,
I'm good
right
now, Pat Albert.
Okay, Kenfo.
So I have one more call out I'd like to do before I get off the line, because this man been talking
good.
To me on the back lines for about a month now, and it should be fairly easy. He wants to run me motor to motor, but that green Vega wagon of his is badass, and I got a weak-ass motor truck.
Man, you joking. You joking.
You're serious. You're serious.
Look, this is what I want to do. I want a spot from you, but this is what I'm willing to do on Friday. You going to be there Friday?
Yeah, I'll be there Friday.
I know you're going to be there Friday. That's why I asked. I knew it before I even asked. So
excuse
what
me.
I want to do is run you for a bowl of collard greens and one of them rib bones.
Hey. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Fab, can you text me your cash app?
Hey, hold on, Joe. Hey, Bobby, it's a dollar sign, the dollar sign symbol, Fat Albert 2020.
Now, Kim, are you listening? Kim, are you there?
Hey, Cliff, I'm disappointed with you, Cliff.
No,
Cliff.
No, stop,
Matthew,
listen to me. Listen
come on,
to
come
me.
On, man. Manager,
this is how this went. You just watched me back up ungracefully to see two ducks get in the water. You just learned something. You just watched me back up and two ducks in the water.
All right, Cliffy.
You
Cliffy.
Just learned something.
Cliffy.
You got to understand the game, player.
I like
hey,
how you
Cliffy,
put that.
But you're a player. I want to talk about this for a second. See, I just saved you $2,000. So what that means is, what that
about?
No, hold on. Hear me through, bro. Since I'm the smooth bully, right? That's what I've been titled as. Since I'm the smooth bully, I just saved you $2,000. So what I think we should do is take our race and lock it in for $1,500.
Listen, you didn't save me nothing. I just got you what you wanted, and I got to see what I wanted to see. Two ducks locked in.
Okay. All right. Well, we two ducks in the big pond.
I backed up so you two ducks could get in the water. And all people need to understand how that goes, man. But I know
you're playing matchmaker,
Cliff. Hey, Cliff, I just got a text.
Yeah.
I got a text, and it just said, Alba, ring the bell, ding, 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 on Cliff for interference.
But Albert, listen to me.
What am I sending you, Fat Albert, 500?
Albert, listen to me, homie.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Listen to me real good. I'm already locked in. I got to be there. These two got to be there. My money ain't stopped. Just because I said on this phone on this show today, my money can't make it. My money can make it. But my money makes it when I want it to make it. You understand?
Okay, hold on.
Now,
hold on, y'all. I got to open up this other mic, you guys, because I got these mics open. And supposed to be opening them up.
Y'all really low.
Hey, I didn't still hear nothing about them collard greens.
I'm going to have your collard greens regardless. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Man, I'm going to
race
for
them, though. I want to earn.
No, no, no. I got to race Marcus, so I can't run you for free. I got to run Marcus.
Hey,
so okay. Y'all part of the team.
There you go, Charlie. Hey, Cliffy, that's the OG working right there. That's the OG working right there.
A lot of people don't know.
You want to pay attention?
Hey, boy, you called me and Bobby out a month ago. He wouldn't even answer
damn
the
right
call.
Damn right I did.
Did you get the money?
I answered the call within a half an hour and said, lock that shit in. And you think I'm scared of that joker?
Well, I'm just glad I'm locked in with both y'all, because you know what? So what that tells
well,
me, Joe.
Well, you tried to do that
right, hold on.
One wouldn't go.
I got five races locked in.
I ain't doing five races.
Hey, hold on,
I got five.
Hold on. Hey, Joe, I got OG Bob in mind, and I got 8-Ball money. They just sent it to me.
That's right.
Okay,
locked.
So they definitely locked in.
There you go.
That is definitely locked.
They locked in 500 apiece.
On 2,000. Yeah, they both don't send me
$500. Hey, Joe, make sure you put both of their cards on the Facebook, please.
Yeah, I got them.
Don't worry about me, motherfucker. I'll do all that shit.
You don't worry about what we're doing. Don't worry
about it.
Hey, Cliff,
boss
some money.
Hey, Cliff, boss some money.
I got some more weight for you, Cliff.
I'm letting you know this live. But just let you know, North Bar, South Cliff, I'm going to get you an OG Bobby to lock in. I got to make that race happen.
I don't need
look,
to do
I'm
that.
With you
I
there.
Got,
but I want
to
see that happen.
I'm going to make it happen.
Hold on, you guys, because these guys, they texted me right now, and each one of them trying to get on here. Let me just make sure. Let me open up this mic.
All right, Long Island,
I'm going
to jump off further. I appreciate you.
Okay,
all
right.
So.
No problem.
We appreciate all
nine,
you do.
Seven,
I'm looking for my chicken bone.
You got it. 973-0060. Your mic is open.
How are you?
What's going on now?
What's up, Joe? What's up, everybody?
Not much.
Happy
What's up,
young
Zay?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Ain't no highs. What's up? We was on the back line. And somebody on here that was popping shit to me said that they wanted to lock in. And I said, I fucked James Corning up. So I came on here and said, I said it straight. We ain't got no argument. We know the race. I'm going to send the DP man everything on the car. He said, as long as I come with this, he's going to run me heads up. And I said, he told a fucking lie. So, James, come on in here. We can make this easy lock in.
He on here already.
He on here.
I know.
He on
I said, I was, he, when he was talking shit, I couldn't get in, but we can make this real easy.
Well, he was on here.
Oh, man, he been raining? What the fuck?
Hold on. Let me see if I can get hold of James. Call him. Tell him to call back in before it be too late. Let me call him right now. Hold on 1 second.
And yeah, I heard these highs. I race it solidified. I bet it solidified. I appreciate the donation you about to give me.
Oh, you and James is locked in already?
So they bet with Copperhead, him and Haas.
Okay.
Yeah, but you and Haas got stipulations. This one got to have on blue socks, and that one got to have on sandals and all this kind of shit.
He bet that Jason would leave me sitting there, and I said he wouldn't. And I said, if Jason leave me sitting there, I'm still going to turn the wind light on. And
you know,
I said, if
right
I leave
here,
first, I'm going to get off.
Trying to verify something for you on the race.
Hey, Mark Jackson.
Hey,
you.
Did you get
on
that
we still locked in that situation.
Yeah, you're okay. Dead, man. You just donated already. Me and Fat Albert, too. You know, me and Fat Albert got a bet.
Fat Albert locked you in.
Don't even try,
Mark. Fat Albert, you better not walk to me asking for no money.
Mark, don't even try, Mark.
Fat Albert.
Fat Albert said, don't even try.
Don't even try it.
Yeah. He's going to get on here in 2 seconds. He's going, once he hit the one button, I pull him in. 443-7807, your mic is open. Just making sure you know.
Hey,
wait a minute, Joe.
Hey, Bobby, you still want the break in the clear? Hey, where Bobby go? I forgot all about that. God damn it.
Huh?
Bobby's still on here.
OG Bobby. I wonder if he still want the break in the clear.
Bobby.
Say what?
Bobby, somebody told me you want the break in the clear from Stone Cold.
Who was Stone Cold?
The Camaro I represent.
I heard it. That's not your car you name. That's another, some other name you call it.
Listen, that car is in my camp. He drives my car and his car, but he does not do the lock-ins. I do all that.
Well, I need to see the car. I don't waste no ghost car.
Oh, I seen your picture. Yeah, I seen your picture. Ain't no problem.
All right.
So we can do that. All right, no problem.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
ahead,
James,
Joe,
your
up?
Mic is open.
Okay.
Hey, James. Hey, James.
Yeah.
That race we discussed on the back line, you said when we do it with Jeff, we're going to send that to Joe and how we say it is and Jeff Locke.
What box? What race?
You said if I show Joe my motor in the car, you'll run me heads up. With your mallet will heads up my motor. My nitrous, your nitrous.
I lied.
That's crazy. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
I lied.
Oh, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You sound like Cliff tonight.
No, listen, a smart racer knows what the fuck to do. A smart racer knows what the fuck to do. Now, whoever don't think that, then you know what? We'll see how it goes in 2022.
Okay. Hold on. Let me open up this mic, too. Hold on 1 second. Make sure we got this one in. 202-2474. Your mic is open.
I just wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody, and rest in peace to my main man, Russell Carlos.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
How's all you motherfuckers doing?
OG.
I wanted to point something at OG Bobby, too.
You said you wanted to break. You still want to break?
Break from who? Who is this talking?
This is Mark. You still want to break from my Mustang?
Well, you got Sammy's car?
I got my car. I don't know what Sammy has.
Move on.
I like that.
Mark, you smart. Hey, OG Bobby.
My hit was doing so well.
OG Bobby.
Come on, babe, I swear.
OG Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is someone different. This is one of your G-Body brethren. I like you, but that Nova going to run across your ass.
Okay.
That's no bullshit. Right straight across his ass. And I'm going to tell you how it's going to go, Saturday. Eight ball, I'm going to push the light.
You started this show with people jumping out there saying they got to stop trying to jump on people and pick on people they know that, you know, grade go up a level. Ain't that what you said, Joe?
Hold up.
No.
You said when you started this show, you said if people are jumping on, what'd you call it, a bear and a rabbit? What did you say?
Yeah, no, I said you barely ever see two bears race. I'm not going to lie to you. You barely ever see two bears fight. But it'd be a bear trying to jump on a damn rabbit all the time.
Well, no disrespect to Cliff, but OG jumping on Cliff is like a rabbit. Because he got a big block versus a small block. And he ain't trying to go at nobody like him with a big block.
First of all, I ain't jumping on Cliff. Cliff keeps jumping on me.
So let's
you
clear that up first. So I don't know where you keep saying I'm jumping on Cliff.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you a question, Bobby? Can I ask you a question? How did your reboot sit?
How did my what?
It's a Cutlass, man.
Your Cutlass. How did your Cutlass sit?
It's full body.
Full body. Okay. With a big block on Nikes, right? With a big block on Nikes.
Yeah. Big block on Nikes.
What if I say I got a Malibu with a big block on Nikes? Would you race it?
Here you go pulling other cars out. Move on to the next person. I ain't running these missing cars.
Okay. Do you remember 50 Grand's Malibu?
Come on, Sweet and Low, whatever his name is, Salt and Pepper, something like that?
I just said, do you remember 50 Grand's Malibu?
No. You talking about that two-tone one, white and black?
It's prime black, bro.
I don't know what it is.
Hey, Joe, my mic open, Joe? Yeah, your mic open. Hey, what's going on, fella? Happy New Year to you, everybody.
Happy New Year to you, good man.
Hey, listen, I like how the show is getting going.
Your mom said, do you want
like
the edible rain?
Edible rain? I don't eat no goddamn rain.
Sorry about that, fella.
But I like how the show is got a lot of engagement going on, and I see OG Bobby getting it in. I was just wondering if he had another spot, you know, for old heavy all steel all glass Nova on gas, Bigfoot is the name of it.
Is that it?
Watch this.
OG Bobby on here.
Listen, his coloring book is full, man.
Fat out. Wait, fat out.
Hey, hold up. Let me talk to OG Bobby. I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
At least a chance
to
deny.
OG Bobby. OG.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You have to talk to you first before anybody else.
Yeah, OG Bobby, you want to do anything for North and South?
I'm already doing. I already got two locked in.
Okay, so you want to lock in with a break call or something?
Say it again.
You want to lock in with a break call or anything, or you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right, well, okay, good deal, man. Well, listen, Joe, I just want to get on here and tell everybody Happy New Year, and hopefully it's a better year for action and, you know, motherfuckers getting the paint. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, good brother.
Hello?
Okay. All right, listen, everybody, I hope everybody be safe. I know Joseph had to close it down at 8:30, so I'm...
Yeah, I got to shut it down at 8:30. Any last words for anybody?
Hey,
right
Joe.
Now. Hold on, I got one thing I got to ask, Joe, before the show close out.
Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, I will pay you to keep running your show. I will pay you.
They said somebody got... Hold up. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
Somebody got the first ass cut of the year. Do you know who that was?
Somebody got the first ass cut of the year.
That what they said? It was exclusive information was sent to me. Said, did I know who got the first ass cut of the year?
Got the first ass cut of the year. It's just gonna take 3 months for it to set in. That's all.
Albert, I need to back up and lock his racing now. I need to back up and lock his racing. The 500 with Bobby for the 2000.
John Zia and Marcus. Is John Zia and showing up?
Albert, let's get this in, man. 500.
Hold up, Cliffy, come on, man. Can I have the show for a little bit?
Man, I'm trying to lock
you're
in.
You're not going to run nobody else. Well, I'll tell you what, lock,
yes,
who you
want to
run, well, lock me in.
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Hey, who
lock
you
want to
run?
Lock me
in there,
Cliff. No, no. Come on, man. Lock the 500 in with Bobby after 8 ball. For the 2,000. Lock it in.
Oh, shit.
Lock it in.
Bobby? Bobby just said he had stuff on his plate.
I don't give a damn what he got on his plate. He thought the show was done. He thought I was done. I just made it a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm done.
Lock it in.
Bobby,
must be
I'm done.
You an 8 ball race.
I'm done.
I can't believe you
clapped.
Hey, but anyway, I heard Jarzir got the first ass cut of the year.
Hold the fuck up. What you mean?
Jarzir got an ass cut. Is that what
you
said, Marcus?
That's what they said? They went down to Georgia and was racing or something?
Huh?
I hear nobody know Jarzir racing.
I thought Jarzir had shown up. Jarzir had shown up home, got a race locked in.
No, he said the first ass cutting of the year.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do with that.
Listen. No, wait. He said that Jarzir lost the race, first race of the year.
Somebody sent me a message.
Jarzir did not race anybody. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
no.
Somebody sent me false information.
Mark, you know that happens, man. You know that happens. People famous for that. People
so fat up, did he race or what?
No.
No, I don't know. Somebody just texted me and say the man got beat up. I don't know what's going on.
Hold on, Cliffy. You said Wait, Fat up.
You said somebody said what?
I hear you, man.
I'm reading text messages. Matter of fact, I'm gonna leave it alone because I don't know what's going on.
Antoine, what you say?
You can't hear nothing from 10 different motherfuckers on the talking at one time.
Listen, they did not race anybody and lose anything.
Okay,
all right,
so that's
all right, Mark. Did he pay Punk out then?
No, the race is not locked into North versus South.
No, that's not what he said. It's already happened. Not North versus South. He said it already happened. That's what I heard you say, Marcus, but I could be incorrect.
Jarzir did not race anybody and did not lose any race at all. Jarzir has not been at his track.
Does anybody have any nitrous bottles for sale? Because I got so many races locked in, I'm going to need more nitrous bottles.
Joe, I'm going to ask that joker one more time next week. 500 on 2,000 after him 8 ball. I'm going to ask him again, inshallah, next Tuesday when you got more time on your show. Maybe he'll sleep on it. I'm going to ask him one more time, unless you want to say it now.
Hey, Cliff, they said they ain't paying you no more attention, Cliff. You're done. You're done.
No. Hassan, you have no idea. I'm far from done. Motherfuckers follow me way from here from California.
Well,
you have no idea.
Hey Cliff, he's on here, but he's not answering you. He's on here though.
Well, you know what? I'll ask him again next time. I just need him and 8 ball to lock that in. I just needed them two to lock that in. Cause some people are scared,
Cliff,
man.
Cliff.
Some people are too scared.
Cliff.
What?
Cliff.
What? What?
Hey, don't do that.
Don't do what?
You know what? Hold, Cliff. Always know this. That trick bag can get put back on you. He can lock you in and give 8 ball the Punk out and you clean up.
I don't think you understand what I said.
Hey, look. So y'all call me the smooth bully, right? If that motherfucker pays me punk out and don't get in the paint, he will never fucking hear the end of that shit. He will hate to hear 8-Ball. He won't even go to a pool hall anymore. If he goes into a ball on the pool table, he will leave.
Hey,
you hear me?
Hold on, Rob.
I want to get in the
hold
paint.
Up, Rob.
He will hear.
Hold on. Hey, Rob. You got,
yes,
you got,
sir.
You got OG Bobby locked in?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I do. 512. Yes, sir. 430.
Oh, OG Bobby. OG Bobby. Can I get a 5 back?
OG Bobby ain't paying y'all no attention.
I mean, if you find
I think
that,
he should
that,
give you a side back because you called him out with Bigfoot and he wouldn't take it. He said Red Rock is what I heard him say. And I think
he
had
$8,500 side back. OG Bobby won't lose no car similar to his. He always got to have an advantage.
Well, I can tell you right now, if he think he got an advantage over 8-Ball, he just snorted from 8-Ball. That's all I can say. He got fucked up.
Yeah.
8-Ball going to fuck him up, though. I ain't gonna hold you, though. 8-Ball going to fuck him up. I want
man,
him
I'm a street truck. I don't know what y'all talking about. I got a stereo in that motherfucker.
You better off locking Cliff in, but you lock 8-Ball in. That's why I say, oh, shit.
What are you talking about?
How the hell do you call yourself OG when you a prospect?
He's just collateral damage today. On that Saturday, he's just collateral damage for me, that's all. So, you know, it'll be all right. He'll be all right.
A-Ball, you know you're going to fuck that man up, A-Ball.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the race I really want. This is the race I really want, and I want y'all to hear me this. And, Joe, I hate to keep you late. The race that I really want, I will give somebody one guess on the race that I really want for that weekend in Galat. Because that man run his mouth at me. That man run his mouth, and he run his mouth, and he run his mouth, and he run his mouth some more, and I keep calling him out, and he keeps putting his name in my mouth, and then he gets quiet.
Who?
He
put his name in your mouth?
Who is that, A-Ball? Who?
He put
Wicked
his
Bird.
Name in your mouth?
That's what I want. Wicked
man,
Bird. No,
Wicked
my
Bird.
Name
that,
his mouth all over the place.
Oh, that ain't man.
That ain't
yes, sir.
That.
That's right.
Not,
I want it everywhere.
Wicked Bird.
Bro, I did.
Wicked Bird. Hey, the day you get Wicked Bird, get 2x2. Fuck both of them the same day.
No, I can't. Because I ain't got that many nitrous bottles. Somebody
hey,
loan me a
you
bottle.
Give,
I'll be good.
Wicked, hey, Rob, you know how you get Wicked Bird?
What?
You got to give him a gift.
How do I get Wicked?
He said kings.
I got to give him a
he
gift.
Said kings, he said kings get gifts. So give him a gift and see if he take it.
Okay.
That's what you do.
And I'm going to
I did give him
doing.
A gift, Marcus. I did give him a gift. See, when I was down there in Florida, two times come around there, and I bought him one of them fruity drinks. So that's the best gift I could give Wicked Bird. And I got a picture of it out there floating around on the internet. A fruity drink got the girl with the cooler. Yeah, that's right. So,
A-Ball should get a better representation. He should get a better representation.
A-Ball,
he can't be
from that. A-Ball, if you lock him in, it got to be $500. A-Ball, it got to be
$500. Oh,
we got to get him locked in first. Because you see, he's running scared.
What's
the
problem? You the $500 man, A-Ball.
Hold on, Hassan.
I am a $500 man. I step way out of my league with OG tonight.
We try to give Wicked Bird that lock in for $500. He said he don't lock
y'all
in.
How much good are you feeling?
He on the property. Now,
Wicked Bird don't lock in.
So he thinks that we're supposed to start with 10 hours and for him to go. Oh, $1 bill. So Wicked Bird said that he will not be at North versus South in Goliath. He's going to Fayetteville or wherever.
Who did it, bro?
That's right.
Hey, Rob.
Exactly. He did say that.
I don't mean to take you off your topic, but would you take your truck and run Jazzy Mustang Heads?
That's for you. That's for you.
I ain't talking about Jazzy tonight. So.
I'll chase Wicked Bird to Fayetteville.
No. We told him that we will race at Galat, and we will come to Fayetteville right after we get done our last race, but he got to lock in that whole 500.
and he said that
that's right.
He ain't locking no money in. Then we told him, go to eat it.
And then I think he was scared, wasn't he? Because, see, I wasn't on the phone, but I'm sure, pretty sure he was scared the whole time, wasn't he? Y'all had to, like, bully him into even saying that.
Go down the lot, get that money, load the car, go down and go right down Fayetteville and get him.
Hey, I
just want to understand this here. Just give me some reason on this here. You go to one track, right, and then you're just going to run for 500, but it's going to cost you 500 again. They don't make nothing.
Long Island, this is what I'm going to tell you. Long Island.
I'm talking money.
No, y'all stop for a second. I'm being real about it. You're a good man. You stand by your word. You pay back to the racers. You take care of us, right? You go feed me some greens and a rib bone, and you go make me feel good about being there, and you go come by and pat me on my shoulder. So why would I leave? Why would I not be loyal to you? As a racer.
Put some more money on this race.
What's up with Cliff with all this money, though?
Hey, what?
Cliff must not get the number tonight.
Don't keep talking about this nonsense, man. I'm trying to get
you
some money.
Hey, Marcus.
I think
since Cliffy has all of a sudden, since Cliffy has all of a sudden become freelance with his money, I think if Bigfoot give Cliffy the break, hold on, stop, Cliffy. Calm down, man. Don't get up in your emotion yet. This is business. Don't get up in your emotion yet. You get in the emotion in the staging lane, not right now.
Bushy, throw some more money on.
Yeah.
Bushy, throw some more money on.
I think
you said you got help. Bushy, you got help.
Hey, Cliffy, I appreciate your help, but I stepped over you earlier. I stepped over you.
Listen,
I didn't say I had help.
So,
I said I got a partner.
That being said,
Cliff, throw some more money on this.
How much more money you want me to put on it?
Throw some more money on 8-ball race, Cliff. Where you want? You got so much money to throw away.
Hold on.
There you go. Give Cliffy, give Marcus 500 on the side, or take that 2,000 you were talking about. Take the break from Bigfoot, and then that'll be good. Then you can spend your $2,000. What do you think about that, Marcus?
Yep.
Does that sound very reasonable to me?
I think you ought to be a Philadelphia lawyer instead of a fucking truck driver. Hold still. You got your 5 races.
I'm calm.
And don't worry about mine. Now,
I got two more on the back line. You don't know.
Hold on, let me ask you. I got to ask you. Because I had a question. Eight ball, are you running CJ too?
No.
Okay.
We're talking about it. And I might. We talked about it in Florida. So I'm interested, but we haven't reached the terms. You know what I mean? Me and CJ, we stood out there in the lanes for about an hour, shook hands, had a reasonable conversation, which is all I asked for. Is reasonable, and we may or may not work that out. If not, it'll be later on during the year. So that race is definitely coming.
Rob, what are you?
But right now, I would like.
Bush, are you gonna put some more money?
What?
Come on, man. What is the problem? Every time I'm at, man, listen, y'all got to fall back. Let me get some.
You hold the show up, and you got a smoke screen. Stop it.
Once I put money on it, what's the problem?
What were the terms with you and CJ?
I'm not going to discuss that.
Something else.
Because that's between CJ and I at this point.
Good report, Rob.
Hey, Cliff, they're talking about something else now, Cliff.
I asked 04 to back up. He said no, he got help. So now I'm saying, listen.
I didn't say I had help. I said I got a partner. That's what I said, sir.
Open your damn ears, sir. Okay, well, put some. At least match.
So Cliffy, I got.
Hey.
At least
I'll let you know next week, sweetheart. I'm gonna give you what you want next week.
Okay.
I'll give you what you want next week, sir.
Okay, Sugar. All right, Sugar.
Oh, Sugar.
All right,
Sugar. Shut your ass up.
All right, so where are we at here? Because, see, I heard Cliffy still talking about money, and he ain't even entertained Bigfoot yet, and I think Marcus said he would give him the break. Didn't you, Marcus?
Listen, I'm not...
Yeah, I'll give Cliffy the break.
I'm good to go.
You give Cliffy the break, and what? What did you say, Marcus?
I appreciate that, but I don't want it.
1401.
That's the deposit and the
what's you said 2000.
Listen,
no, not yet.
Don't
Cliff
want to
run big $500. That's what he's saying.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold. Listen. I'll tell you what. I'll shake down with you for that 500.
What's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the difference is that for that 2,000, I'm gonna give you the break.
Mm-hmm.
For that 500, I'm gonna shake down beside you.
That's
no,
right.
You
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
let
no,
me
I,
know.
No.
So you don't want to do that?
No.
Okay.
I thought you were being reasonable, Marcus. Really, I would have taken that with you. Shit, 500.
What you took
that?
Hey, Rob, what you took that?
Bro, I would look.
Listen, we can
do it. I mean, I know we teammates, but I may shake down with 500.
If the car gonna be there, if the car gonna be there, Marcus, I shake down with you for a couple of hundred, not the five. I shake down with you for 200.
For 200? What?
Hunter don't pay for the spray and the
Cliff,
fuel,
you know
man.
What? Cliff.
Hey,
wait, Cliffy,
you know
how about this? How about this, Cliffy?
What you want from me?
Since you help me out, Cliffy,
listen to me.
I'm trying to help you out, Cliffy.
Don't help me out.
Hold on. Hey, A-Ball. Y'all, A-Ball. Let Cliff and Marcus talk
yes.
about it, okay? They stayed out of your lock-in. Stay out of their lock-in. Okay, go ahead. Y'all,
for real.
Right.
Everybody talking at one time is not working.
All right, so look, Cliff, I'd rather not do that for a couple hundred. I'd rather bet that couple. Listen to me. I'd rather bet that couple hundred on the side when you run a ball. Can I do that?
Listen, whatever you put in his pot, that's on you.
No, that's not what I asked you.
I'm not doing that. All my money's going in his pot. I'm going to be the banker and the bill collector that day. I'm the bank and the bill collector.
Well, you act like you listen to me. You act like you the rejector right now, goddammit. I'd offer you the break, and you said, hell no.
Marcus, you offer me stuff that I don't like. Offer me something I do like, and I won't reject it.
All right, I tell you what. Listen to me, okay?
Speakerphone,
can y'all please cut that off? All right, I tell you what. I'm coming. Yeah, somebody go on mute. Who are you talking, please? There you go.
Now, what I'm
Cliff.
Trying to do is oblige you because you're trying to get Bigfoot out there. I'm trying to oblige you.
No.
I will.
Listen to me.
But you ain't going to go into my pocket too deep. I ain't going to let you.
All right. Listen, Cliff. Bigfoot make his own steps. Understand that, okay? So with that
being said,
I'm coming. Okay, you're right. I'm coming with another Mustang that I'll run you head to fuck up, motor to motor, and we can do that 500. It's a small block Ford motor car with a nicest converter in it. I'll run you head to fuck up.
I'm gonna have to decline, Marcus. I'm gonna decline.
All right. Well, go ahead and get him, Rob. I'm going on mute.
Now, Rob, what's going on?
I was just 500 on the shakedown. Anybody would took that, man. Come on, Cliff.
I know, Cliffy, and what I was going to do
is
since I'm going to take
it
from you earlier, right? Cliffy, listen to me. Calm down, Cliffy. Calm down.
What about that all motor Mustang?
Hold on. I was going to offer Cliffy. I will pay your tech card on the way in. For you to run
you
that 500 on Bigfoot, because see, I want
to
get.
You got to offer me. Listen, you can leave. You can. Them cheap thrills. Leave them in the store.
Leaving two children.
I'll buy you a six pack. What,
okay.
What the fuck ever?
Damn,
did
Cliff.
Man?
Cliff,
yeah.
He said he's going to pay me a pet card and everything, Cliff.
I don't need none of that. I don't need none. All I need him to do is play the way I want him to play. That's all I need.
Cliff,
and that's anybody.
Do you know how good that feels?
Hey, Rob,
just
you
want to
lock in press
and
fuck a lot?
Look, the driving your lap. Right. Just park your car with no headache.
No, he can't park his car because I got to take his $1,000 from him first. Then you can park your car.
Rob, would you like to lock in?
I got
all the
Mustang that I rang you.
Would I like to what?
Lock in pressure for the lot.
No, you know, we talked, and I think I'm going to wait on that because I've got five lock-ins now.
Yeah,
I got two on the back line. I got seven races. Really, I got seven, and it's just too much. I don't know how I'm going to turn it. I'm going to have a girl with me.
The two on the back line ain't confirmed yet. I mean, we were trying to take you over the top.
That's what you don't know. See, if I tell you I got seven, I got seven. The other two on the back lines are confirmed. I'm just not telling you who it is yet. So just know that. I'm booked. I really shouldn't even lock OG in, and the only reason I locked him in is because I spent time trying to lock him in. So he sounded fresh and ready to put up some money. So there we go. I can't let that opportunity pass me by. But this is what I want to do with you, though. I want to talk to you somewhere around MIR or somewhere up here at US 13 somewhere later in the summer. So.
No,
we got
problem. Hey, man, it's too much expecting going on here. Either you do or you don't tonight. Until March, it's either you do or you don't. You motherfuckers need to get that through your head. It's either you do or you don't.
Cliffy, you said you don't.
I'm a yes or no dude. You come off the top, me falling down the mountain.
It's either yes or no. It's either I got it or I don't got it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you were trying to bet, you trying to play like you want to race OG Bobby for that extra money. Why can't you just put that on the bet?
Ain't no size. I will watch that man after he raced 8-ball. All right. Tonight.
Okay.
500 tonight.
Well, I tell you what. Act like, listen to me. Act like I'm OG Bobby and go ahead and lock that 500 in. Hit up. Fuck it.
Well, see, I don't act like, I be like. It's a difference.
Joe, when he comes over, get my bowl of green beans. Tell him no.
But ain't gonna lie, Joe, man. That 500 on the shakedown, man. Anybody in the grudge would took that, man. I don't know why he didn't take that. That's weak, man.
What's wrong with him, Masai? What's wrong with him?
I don't know what's wrong with him because off a shakedown, anything can be wrong with your car.
You finally talking some sense. What the hell?
This is how I look at it. When somebody do a shakedown, they mean they're trying to see where they come from.
Hold on, Hassan. Ain't you coming with the girls together?
You do it, Hassan. You shake down with them.
Listen. Ain't you coming with the girls together?
You know, hey, Clifford better not look. Clifford better not even bring our name up out of his mouth with girls together.
Are you ready to go together?
Man,
we're going to say right now, this is just a $50 lock-in. I'm going to lock it in for Cliff. Heads up, off the trailer, you driving, Cliffy drive. Versus Gettin' versus Cliffy now, for $500. I'll put the money up.
That's a good race.
Come on, let me hear you.
If Marcus, hold on. If Marcus let me drive that old motor car, I'll run Cliff ahead the fuck up for that 500. You put it up. Talk to me.
No, we talking about with Cliffy car and get the girls together. You driving it and he driving.
I'm saying if Bunch again don't come, I'm asking Marcus, he let me fuck him up.
Hold on. You got a bet. And go ahead. Marcus, you will let him drive.
Trouble in paradise.
I don't know why he keep doing me like that. I mean, goddamn.
Mom, keep going now. Cut it out. You're going to let the man drive the car. I'm going to put the money over Cliffy. We're going to run for that 500. Come on.
I can drive, Marcus. Let me get him with that all motor car, Marcus. I can fuck
Marcus,
him
up. Marcus, he hear what he said. He can drive. Come on.
Marcus, you know I can drive. I've been on live. You know I can drive, Marcus. Let me fuck him up.
You see him on live. He been showing how he drive from the left-hand side. You know how he drive.
He got that 18-speed top on. Bitch,
don't you? He drive on the foreign cars, man. You know he can drive. Come on now.
Joe said he'll put that 500 up for me if you let me drive that all-motor car to run Cliff and hit the fuck up.
No. I'm betting on Cliffy.
That's not what he's saying. That's not what Joe said. Joe said if you drive grocery getter, not the Mustang.
I'm saying if grocery getter don't show up, if grocery getter don't show up, then you know what I'm saying? It ain't no race.
I can't believe he didn't shake down for 500 though. He got a drag racing school car for lease over there. You know what, Marcus?
Give him the break with that all motor car. Fuck it. Give him the break, Marcus. All
right, go in there, Joe. Hey, Joe, you open my mic back up. That's fine. I'd rather run Cliffy.
I can't get on. Joe won't.
I can't give him no break.
I can't get in the queue.
I got a
Tesla
to run
right
there. You know what I mean?
Bell to
but
see if,
I think Cliffy got his eye on OG Bobby for some
Cliffy
reason. I don't know why.
Stupid. You listen to that stupid shitty talk.
I'm kidding.
I heard everything Kevin said. I'm gonna rob you with a fucking butter knife.
It was a butter knife, he said.
Damn it.
All right, guys. I'm on. Thank you, Long Island. Thank you, Long Island. Thank you, OG Bobby, for the church's money.
God damn. I've been on mute for 45 minutes.
You know what, Marcus? Fuck it. If he's scared of you, just put Antoine in our motor car and let him run Clifford and hit the fuck up. How about that?
I don't think Clifford want no problems.
No, man. Antoine's kicking a pig. Antoine's cooking a pig. Don't fuck my food up.
Would you want Antoine?
Hey, Cliffy.
Okay. Yes, no.
Hey, Cliffy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How
Clifford,
much more you
want
to put on this race?
500. 500 deposit on the 1,000.
500 deposit.
On the 1,000, yes.
No, hell no. If I put up 500, we got to run for 2,000. Fuck that.
He just said 2,000. Come on, man.
I'm going to break the fucking bank on your damn ass.
Who is that, old Bobby? Old Bobby, that's you, old Bobby?
No, that's
not. Nah, this Butchie Woods talking.
Butchie Woods.
All right, put 300 on it. Butchie, put 300 on it. Put 300 on it. Like.
So
like
you want to run for $1,300 a piece? That's what you're saying.
We can do that.
No, he's saying that 300 doesn't count. Don't add to it. It takes away from it.
I don't understand. Why does everybody want to race?
He can do that. He wants OG Bobby Johnson. Ain't nobody trying to prove himself, I believe. That's what I'm trying to do. I don't think anybody wants to jump on him. He's thinking if he beat OG Bobby Johnson, he's going to be a grudge race of the year.
Everybody wanted to race Cliff. Cliff, open your eyes, buddy. Open
your
eyes.
I want to be like Mike.
Yeah, but everybody want to race me their way, Mark. I can't help everybody their way, and I don't do it their way. I make my move. I handle everybody on this phone as long as they do it
well,
my way.
Well, make your next move your best move because you got the opportunity.
You got the best opportunity.
Hold on. Cliff, you said everybody moves the way you move. So what would you need from me? Make a fair race. I'm just asking.
Before I answer that, are you going to be at Goliath?
I might,
yes.
Maybe. I'm not gonna expose myself. Maybe.
Well, bro, I don't get off on maybe. If you tell me
okay.
Yes,
Antoine,
no, then we go from there.
Antoine, no. Okay. Yeah, I didn't
know what I'm saying, right? You know what
yes,
I'm saying, right?
Yes, I know. No, right. No, that's what I said. No. We think alike. No.
Yeah. Hey, Cliff. I got to say, Cliff. You're a smooth operator, though. I will say that about you.
He really is.
We're going to smoke and joke after this. Marcus, we're going to smoke and joke after this.
Absolutely.
That's right, because
smoke and joke after all of this.
Antoine, can I ask you a question, Antoine?
What's up, Pro Stock Junior?
Would you? Hey, don't call me that. Hey, would you run? Would you drive that all motor car and run Clipper head up for that 500?
Yeah.
Yes or no? You would.
Yeah.
Clipper, would you run Antoine? Yes or no? Would you run Antoine? Yes or no, Clipper?
Yes.
You would? Huh?
You want another answer? That was the same. That was the answer. You want another answer after I gave your answer?
Okay. Okay. Now I get it, Marcus. He's not skinning the car. He's skinning you. So put Antoine
that damn
in the
professor,
car.
Boy. Woo-wee.
You see how I just put
yeah,
him
he's out that city.
Yeah, my son, you can mix this bag of marbles up any way you want, but once you pour it on the floor, they're going to roll.
Okay. Antoine will fuck you up all over tomorrow anyway.
Listen, everything sounds good tonight. Everything sounds real fucking nice tonight. Everything sounds groovy. I believe everything you say today until March 26th. You understand me, my son? I believe everything everybody's saying until March 26th. No bullshit.
Why would you want Antoine but don't want Marcus?
Is you looking for another spot for that day?
Possibly. What you got in mind, Marcus?
Bigfoot.
Yeah, and I got Bigfoot on my mind too, brother.
So what you want to do?
I want to run Bigfoot
shit.
Head the fuck up.
Oh shit! All right.
I want to run Bigfoot head the fuck up.
Uh-oh, brother. Oh shit!
Oh,
Oldfield Mustang, brother.
We're gonna run you the same car you run a Cliffy with.
No! This is a Mustang, bro. I'm gonna run Bigfoot with a Mustang.
No, you're not, because Bigfoot wanna run cars that sit remotely like it.
Listen, this car sits just like him. This car sits just like him.
Mark is dumb.
No. What I'm saying is, we're gonna run our race. Okay. Right.
I got a small block. You got a big block.
Listen to me. You like Mark Jackson right now. You going barring cars.
No. I'm not like nobody.
What I'm saying is.
Long Island Joe. Will you tell this man that Mustang is in Bigfoot class?
No. How you going to tell a motherfucker what class is in my car class is?
Oh, still, just like the Mustang Nova.
I got no business running you that Bigfoot head up on my Malibu.
You got a Mustang. I mean, why not?
Yo, you ran Loose Booty in him. He had a Mustang.
Loose Booty, goddamn, had a two-cylinder in there.
Bruh, I'm not running Bigfoot with my Malibu, so you can forget about that. You can cancel Christmas
okay, well,
on that.
What you, all right. I don't know what this Mustang look like, but what you want? What you going to give up? God damn it, that's tangled.
Heads the fuck up. That's what I want to give up.
Nah. I can't do that because...
This man ain't going to give you no spot. I already know that.
Marcus, all the money. Marcus, all the money.
No. Only thing I'm giving up is hard dick and bubble gum, brother. That's it.
Hard dick and bubble gum, brother.
But I tell you what. Hard dick and bubble gum.
I tell you what, you still might get tapped on the motherfucking shoulder. Just don't think.
Yeah,
that
we
you
will be
reach,
there.
Okay?
He'll be there with the car, I believe. I think he'll be there with the car.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. Then.
Marcus, you have my name in your mouth.
Yeah, because you a pink lip bitch. That's why.
Marcus, they give you a hard way to go, bro.
You still keeping your fucking big lips in the gym on the elliptical.
Hey, that's all right, though. Hey, that's all right, Mark Jackson. That's okay. This is what we do. We race, though. Hey, hold up. We still looking for you. Hold up. We still looking for you from the live feed, from Hassan's live feed, motherfucker.
What Hassan live feed? What are you talking about?
He forgot.
Man,
yeah, amnesia.
Back.
Amnesia.
Oh,
amnesia.
Hassan, he got amnesia now, right?
We're going to have a joke show. You want to do it on here?
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. When you were popping that shit off and Ricky Fox came on there and you started chewing bubble gum like a mule chewing goddamn glue.
You forgot, Mom. It wasn't bubble gum. It was black-eyed peas.
Yeah, black-eyed peas.
So wait. You talking about another man's car that I said I couldn't beat, but you got four or five cars.
Wait a minute before you even say that, because the thing about it was, I never talked about the man's car at all. He came on there and spoke for his goddamn self. So that's where you're wrong at, right there. Okay.
That man just told you he'll run you
right.
Another Mustang.
You
said
speak,
you want to dance.
And I told the man,
you
listen
start
to
that
me.
Gay shit, you going
to
run for $1,500.
One thing about it,
me and Bitchy Woods, we can always race.
And your goddamn partner talked to you, and y'all talked a hole in y'all ass when Ricky Fox came on that motherfucker and shut y'all two motherfuckers' asses down. So what? Get the hell off this.
What are you talking about? I never said I'll run. I already told you I'm not running. I can't beat him. But I'll fuck you up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, what him and Sammy got going on, that's him and Sammy. What you going to do?
Oh, now his mouth
I'm
bad.
Gonna
his mouth, hey,
I'm going to bet on the side. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bet on the side when he go to Sammy's motherfucking ass.
Well, keep your side bitch ass on the side, you side hoe. You don't get to go to no family. Because you a side bitch.
Damn. Disrespecting my brother.
Hey, you can never disrespect me, motherfucker.
You're a side bitch.
Never.
You're a side bitch. Side bitches don't go to family.
Hey, one thing about it, I don't wear no pink lipstick, though. I bet you that, motherfucker.
You do.
It don't look
you
like
pink,
you do it.
Nah, you
too. Sorry, the motherfucker had pink lipstick on, dog.
Oh, yeah, you sit in the bed.
Yeah.
You wear pink lipstick, too.
What are you doing, sleeping in the bed?
Wasn't you and your bad mouth, big lip bitch over there just talking about borrowing cars? What y'all got?
Man, listen, Dino is in my camp, man. That's my homeboy.
Anybody in your fucking camp when you can't raise? You got a whole bunch of
Everybody fucks with the bad motherfuckers ain't cousins. Go to get a blood transfusion.
You weak bitches will be
there
negative.
You go. Oh, there you go, worrying about LeBron again. There you go. What's on? There you go, worrying about LeBron again. See?
That's what got you fucked up the first time. I said, Marcus thinks Aaron Tingle, his cousin, and Rob. Two white motherfuckers and one black bitch. Ain't none of y'all cousins.
Hey, hold up. So you, let me ask you a question. So you mad because motherfuckers don't claim you as your cousin, bitch?
I don't need no motherfucking cousin. That's more people you got to invite to the family union to pay for, motherfucker. That's how I know you ain't your cousin.
Need,
you don't go to
you,
any fucking
listen,
party.
You damn sure, need a cousin because you got an A-Rab one called Sammy, bitch. Fuck you.
Sammy's a friend, motherfucker. I don't play that big family shit.
Marcus is friend. Sammy is solid partner. So he's solid partner. So you telling me, Antoine, when a motherfucker credit ain't good enough, they need a co-sign to help them get what they want. That's what you telling me?
Yes, sir. Hey, what that rapper say? You smart. What's his name?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Hey, Marcus, I got a serious question for you. And I want to see if you really about that business. Fucking Kevin just got a new car. I don't got no right to say, I don't know if he'll do it. But would you race Kevin's Mustang with Bam Bam head to fuck up, small block nitrous appeal?
Who Kevin?
Kevin Hunt.
I mean, I don't see why not. Is you gonna drive or Kevin gonna drive? I'll try.
Now come with it. Now what?
Kevin got a driver. You know Kevin don't drive. He got a driver. I'm just asking a question.
Hold up. You approach me with Kevin's car, so that means
I didn't
approach, you gonna
I'm
drive.
Asking you, would you do it? I'm asking you, would
me,
you
son,
do it? Because you're
I just
a
told you. Shut the fuck up. I just told you either you going to drive or Kevin going to drive because obviously y'all are in some cahoots together.
I just asked him about the question. That's somebody I know you're a fucking waste.
His driver name is the Goon. That's who Kevin Hunt driver
Will,
is.
Listen,
the Goon.
That was a
listen,
good duck move.
Listen to me. I don't need you to be a Gordo tonight. You don't set no races up for nobody.
Hold on. What could you get in and run my car head to fuck up?
Whatever you said, you gonna drive?
I'm gonna drive my car. Whatever you get in that's remotely fair, I'll run head to fuck up.
All right, well, fuck it. I tell you what. Let's go ahead and get it locked in. You drive Sammy's car, that old crazy horse car, right? Versus Bigfoot, off the trailer, 5 on 1500 or better.
There
Saturday
you go. You
always
find a fucking way out. You know I'm not doing
it.
You know I'm not doing it.
So why, you,
gonna
so
come
so why
your
you just ask? Oh, so why did you just ask me? Because
you
so
just
up here
asking anybody for side bet. You just wanted to bet over $1,500 in a side bet. Trying to jump on
hey,
Bob Beagle.
Cancel all your bets and bring it to me. I just wanted to bet a little $200-$300. That's all. A little gas money. Little, you know what I mean? That's it.
I just don't understand how you can buy a car that's scared to drive it. Like, I don't understand that shit.
Because they don't buy cars. They rent them, Hassan. Makes sense.
Oh, rental cars.
They don't buy cars.
Oh, you talking about U-Haul. U-Haul truck. U-Haul shit.
Yes.
Rental. Okay,
yes.
I got you.
Yes.
$29
That's how dumb bitches you are.
You heard of?
Check the magic, fill the gas up.
So if I drive the Mustang, you gonna run me heads up for a nice piece of change, since I can't drive. So,
man,
and I can't get in a car with you better couple
hours. Antoine, did he finish school? He couldn't have, because his listening and his clarification ain't right. I mean, I'm trying to understand it. Maybe it's not
like
me.
His brain ain't matching his speech. I don't understand that.
Hassan. You stay on over there. You just on that, but I didn't even know you was teamed up with weak bitches like that. So now you on the out. Shut your weak ass up and get in the fucking car to race me. Okay?
I told you, ain't no team. I told you, Hassan gonna bring the news to the street. Well, shit ain't right. You ain't right, so
that
you gotta bring it out.
That motherfucker is a 1B TMZ. That's why Pro Stock Joe has blocked his ass.
Oh!
All y'all want to do is race Cliff and run all them little weak ass motherfuckers in the 302 acting like y'all doing something. Yes, we
let me ask you this. Okay, let me ask you this. So if that's all we want to run, how come you not trying to run all the people that you try to run on no big pots and all that extra shit? You trying to run little motherfuckers. Like,
I've been trying. Every motherfucker y'all.
Who have you tried?
I got one for him.
Fuck it, Mark Jackson, run side chick. No, Marcus, listen. You run side chick. When your car comes the way it comes, run side chick. There you go.
Is it a small
block? You'll probably do you for 103. Yes, it is a small block.
Get him on here.
Send a picture of your car. I'll get that shit locked tomorrow.
I'm not kidding shit. You tell me how you start
because
coming, I'll take out my car.
Because motherfuckers there in bed,
the
bitch. They own businesses and shit. We own businesses and shit. Motherfuckers get up early in the crack of dawn, motherfucker.
They're
going to
want to
see a picture of the car. They're going to want to see a picture of the car. So they will lock you in for that kind of money. $503,000, $103,000 or better. They do run for that kind of money.
Okay.
So let's see where they go at. I will get with Kenny Fox tomorrow, your sponsor's best friend, and tell him like y'all put weak bitches in. Let me see how that works.
Okay.
You let me know when you're done your recruiting. That's a conflict of interest, because Sammy going to block that. You know that, right?
Hey, the same way he tried to block LaRon. Fuck him. Let's race. They want to race. He want to race for these
big pots. Like to rub them big pots. Get him in there. Put your weak ass cousin in and run me 2-on-20 at the lot.
Hey Joe, can you see if K Nate on here?
Now you in that motherfucker. Get your fucking
going, man. Let's get this shit my life. Y'all make this shit happen, man. Fuck this, man. Everybody's
get your
so crazy,
man. That y'all said King Nate, whatever the fuck is, I'm gonna turn him to a princess. Y'all
hey,
tell
hey,
me come
Joe,
out there and go,
hey, Joe,
I can't on show, y'all. Come on.
I'm going live with 302 now.
Hold on. Let's see if King Nate on here, because he can talk for himself, and you already know that.
You recruiting ass bitch, because you can't do it. Now go recruit
Joe
somebody, motherfucker.
Joe done set the phone down.
I'm about to go through my man.
Listen, Fat Albert.
Yo.
I don't want to be the hole up of that. I said what I said. If these weak bitches get their cousin out there and they fucking recruiters and help me hotline, 2-on-20, I'll run King Nate head the fuck up. His Mustang, my Mustang, small black with his neck
with the old crazy horse car.
I don't have crazy horse.
It's easy to say we can wrap a motherfucker flat black or some shit just to make sure shit looks that way. Oh, I'm back on mute.
Okay.
Back on mute.
Okay.
Everybody go live on PS2, man. So whatever y'all do.
It's Fat Albert.
Yo.
Crazy Horse is a back cab double frame rail car. I got a stock suspension Mustang.
Yeah.
Now, if they come stock suspension Mustang with that bitch ass cousin they got and that Fat Albert Mustang, well, not Fat Albert, I'm sorry, what King Vic, whatever King Slut, whatever his name is.
King
Vic. The fuck up. Yeah, whatever you want to call him. I call him what I call him. Now,
I don't think Nate on the phone, but you already know what it is.
Yeah, you weak bitches. Now, go
the man,
somebody
the
up.
Man, the man tried to lock you in. The man tried to lock you in a couple weeks ago, and
Hey, Fat Albert, see, there you go telling that bullshit. You ain't calling him on that bullshit. You know that man never tried to lock me in.
So you trying to tell me that man never told you? Hey, guess what?
You ran nobody. You ran a whole bunch of junk. And you talk about you did something.
Okay. Hey, I didn't say I did a goddamn thing. All I'm saying is what you didn't. You didn't do shit. You put your little re-up money on a motherfucker and lost that, and now you're trying to goddamn rent a car and try to come at a motherfucker. Come on, man. Stop it. Be real. Next time, put that shit on yourself.
I'm live on 302, y'all.
Fuck 302. How about that? Put that on
live. Tell that pink lip bitch to put that money on itself from here on out. Stop the bullshit. But just believe that message will get back.
Oh. I'm going. Y'all have a good night. Fuck these bitches.
All right.
Get your ass off.
I see you at the after party. I'm gone.
Hey, Hassan.
Yeah.
Tag me, goddamn.
I got you.
Tag all my pages,
goddamn.
I need a
lamp. Mark and the airport, get y'all liquor. It's going down tonight. Get your liquor.
I ain't getting no liquor, goddamn. I'm driving this truck. Hell no. I ain't doing this shit, Nate.
All right. I see you at 302. Bye.
Hey, Fat Albert. Mr. Supreme. Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
How many lock-ins got on tonight?
One.
G5 in. Well, I think just one.
One. Thanks to me.
So I thought OG Bobby and Cliff. No, OG Bobby and 8-Ball got locked in tonight.
That's the only one.
That's the only lock.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. I'm still trying to get a little side bet on that one, but say like OG Bobby, you know, he don't want to give me no money. I don't know why.
He said he don't want to give you no money unless it's in your car.
You
like the Madeline?
Well,
I only have one.
It's
the chocolate.
I can give you a chocolate.
Well, you're going to get that chance, too.
Kevin, put your phone on mute, man.
Oh, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, and Ben hear you. Talk shit about me and all this.
Man, I couldn't get in the queue.
You were talking shit about Cliff. That's why I was listening all the time.
Don't worry about it.
Now that I'm on here, hey, Cliff, how much you want to raise that up?
I told
with Butcher's race. Huh?
I told Butch he raised the deposit $500 on the salary. Then he said no.
We already we already 200 in, right? 200 on 1,000.
Right. But what?
So
initially, I asked Butch would he push the raise back?
He said, no, he ain't let me go. He got help or whatever. He got partners, whichever word he used. I
so
said,
he said partners.
Right, so what happened
well,
was...
Well, he don't have partners him. On this one. As you know, Big Dave was giving him a hand, and we was kind of getting him straight. So it's me. So we kind of pick up. But anyway, let's back raise it a little bit. Let's go up on the whole thing from that 1,000.
Okay.
Shit, I heard earlier you was locking in $2,000 and $500 here and all that other shit.
See, listen to me. Listen to me real well.
Okay.
If I asked Butchie, will he back the race up? Butchie said no. So that means I got to still hold my money right with him. So I was on. If he just said, yeah, I'd have locked Bobby in for the first race for the $2,000. I'd have just put another grand to it, and I'd have been good. So I had him and 8-Ball. I'd have still been $3,000 on the hook, you know, covered. So I was cool with that. But I'm not going to cover $4,000, $2,000 on one race and then $1,000 on the other two races. I don't want to do that. And so that, and so when he said no, I said, all right, fuck it. You know,
I see.
I all right. Money.
Well, if you get by your first race, because we running at 4, then you have more money to bet, if that's the case. That's your money.
Well, listen, Butchie was the first race. He's not. I made him last, and I'm racing Rob first. You know, but if Butchie would have stepped back up, then I'd have raced Bobby first instead of Rob. But then
nah,
I
that's
asked Bobby step, huh?
As far as I know, we still on for 4:00.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. So the money still is. So anyway, you wanna send this money out next week, next Tuesday?
Man, I don't give a damn. I mean, if
okay.
you feel comfortable, that's fine.
All right. Well, next Tuesday we'll send that money to Joe.
Yeah, no problem.
And get that locked in.
I mean, bro, it's locked in with me. I mean, sending the money, okay, it's no problem. I mean.
Yeah, because Joe made it a point, like, he really ain't counting nothing until the money's locked, everything, but we agreed. So next Tuesday, when the show come on, we'll have Joe that deposit for you and Butch at 4:00.
We don't need the show before we do that. You can raise your hand tomorrow. You can raise it anytime you want. You got till March. Raise it when you want. I don't care.
But all right, I feel you.
That's that day for y'all to be there. And
okay, oh, we're going to be there. Oh, we definitely going to be there.
I'm sure you will.
OG Kev.
Now, Marcus.
What's up?
OG Marcus. Yes. Hey,
come
is this Tricky Rick?
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, man. Hey, listen, I can recognize your voice. Certain voices I recognize. But let me ask Marcus a question.
Kevin Hunt, hold on. How the fuck you come on my show and don't acknowledge me, motherfucker?
Happy New Year, Fat Albert. And all this time, man, I didn't know my mic was open because I never heard it in the queue. I was pushing the one button. I know Joe stepped away.
What's going on? Happy New Year to you, brother.
Yeah, 2022, man. Everything is coming out on my end. You know, after what we done went through, seen the brothers come and go and shit, I was like, yo, man, I'm coming out with everything.
So, okay. That's what's up.
Anyway, hey, Marcus.
Mhm.
What up, cousin?
Come on with it,
Marcus. Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah, he can hear me. Anyway, I got a small block, all steel, all glass Mustang. What you got in the
mm-hmm.
Mustang category? Small tone, 28. What you got something down there that you want to do something with? Small block.
I mean, is it boost or nitrous or what?
No. It's a small block nitrous. It ain't nothing special,
okay.
Like I said. It ain't one of them fucking gangsters you got. It was something we just rolled together,
ooh.
Small tires. As a matter of fact, we run it through the fucking muffler, so how fast can it be?
Hold up. You say gangster, I ain't got no gangster.
Yo, well anyway, yo, you come from a gangster background. I'm showing you some love and respect here. So this is gonna be my start off with the small block coming down the galot. So what y'all got down there, that's, it's like I said, all steel, all glass, except, you know, the hood, 20 on 28.
I got a S10, all steel, all glass on 28, small block, that I'll accommodate you with.
What's the name of that car?
Boogeyman.
That's a new one. I don't know the cars. I gotta get with my Intel division.
I'll send you the truck.
I don't need to see no pictures. I mean, I know basically.
Marcus, hold on, listen.
Butch would know. Butch, what is he doing, Butch?
Marcus, Boogeyman is in your camp now. Boogeyman is in your camp now.
Listen to me. Boogeyman always been in our camp.
Always been in the camp. Boogeyman was one of the day ones. People don't know that.
Yeah, Boogeyman was one of the day ones. Everybody know that. So what I'm saying is, you know, he said what I can accommodate him with. That's what I can accommodate him with.
Sound like they went to the top of the food chain, huh, Butch?
Yeah. You might need to go back about 6 years and go dig back about 6-7 years. You'll see it all.
Yeah. But anyway, here's one thing, guys. If we lock in, I know what y'all say, $1,500 is like, you know, what y'all do. But
no,
understand what I'm trying to say. I ain't buying shit, but if I come down, when I come to Galat and I lock somebody in, it's going to have to be a $1,000 DP. I don't care if we run for $1,500. That $1,000 got to be DP money.
Absolutely. I tell you what, but, Kevin Hunt.
Yes, sir.
We can talk.
Okay, yeah, we can talk.
But you ain't got no problem locking in a 1,000 DP, right?
Not at all.
Okay.
The only reason it's 1,000 is because the travel. You know how you heard how it is traveling all these fucking roads and bridges. We got to come down from this end. So that $300 and $500, that, and with $1,000, I'm still coming out of pocket round trip with a trailer.
Hey, that ain't gonna be no problem. What do you think, Antoine?
Did you call the pack? Not at all. That's not a problem at all.
Okay. I appreciate you, Kevin Hunt. Now, see how easy that was.
I appreciate you. Hey, listen, it ain't no secret. The car is something me and I heard you say about driving. I'm not getting into that driving shit.
No,
I do have an NHRA light, but I ain't driving shit. I'm 66 years old and I can't see. That's why I drink. So I ain't driving a motherfucking thing.
That was just for Mark Jackson, just because I don't like him. You know what I mean? But me and you, we all right.
So listen, y'all know we befriend and everything on Facebook, Antoine. So you can go on my page. You can see the white Camaro. We just put that thing together, I got one of them Camaros too. That's when I bring the big boys out, because I got a date with Fat Albert.
God damn, how many cars you got?
Four.
And we gonna slow dance too, brother.
I ain't gonna slow dance with your big ass. I'm gonna put you to sleep real fast, buddy.
We can get that locked in a couple weeks before the show.
For sure. All right.
Official.
Just so we know. But I ain't just gonna let y'all put anything on this little street I got. Machine.
I mean, the thing about it is, you don't know. You don't never know if you can win. But you're going out there trying to win. And that's what we always do. We go out there trying to win, but we don't never know if we can win. But
hey, man,
you don't stop.
Can't preach to the choir here, bro. I've been there, done that shit.
You know. Yeah, it don't stop a man from trying.
Not at all.
All right.
I appreciate you, man. And like I said, I didn't even know I was on the show. But we'll talk further. We'll get that in.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it. Yes,
and I'm trying to, like I said, and it ain't just y'all, because if I can get Swizzle to lock in, I want to lock him in if he's coming down there.
Well, see, if you can get Swizzle to lock in, I think we got another call, a race for Swizzle.
Well, I can't speak on that. I'm saying me.
Okay.
Just me.
I've been looking for Swizzle, and I know Antoine been looking for him. So, if you get him locked in, please lock him in with us too.
Well, I'm gonna let you handle that, because that's your thing.
Okay. Well, I respect that. But
all right. So y'all continue on, man, and I'm gonna go on mute. Appreciate you, boys, and Happy New Year to y'all.
Absolutely, Happy New Year to you, and bring some of that corn liquor when you come down.
Happy.
Don't leave home without it.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo, come on,
Fat Albert. You see how easy that was? Man, that's how it's supposed to be done. You know what I mean? They don't take all that extra shit.
No, I really don't.
That's
man.
When you know.
Just that one, babe.
You know.
Yeah, you.
But
right,
Chris, I really don't understand, and can't believe that OG.
That's the only time I talk that shit.
Listen to me, Cliff. I can't believe OG Bobby didn't take you up on that offer. I can't believe that.
Listen, only thing I did that screwed everything up is I ran my mouth on $2,000. But I was hoping Butchie would back up on that race. But once he said no, then you know what? Then that changed the game. Then I told Bobby I'd race him. He could be the first one on the ticket for $1,000. So now I look like the bad guy because I only took down some money. If I ain't got it, I ain't got it. Why? Just string me up on a tree, you know. Or if I don't want to bet it, well, I got to get strung up on a tree.
No, it's just a simple fact. You jumped out there with a price, and then you didn't want to run for that price. That's all it is. Everybody do the same shit with anybody that do something like that.
Yeah,
so it ain't something
that's targeted
at you. It just is what it is.
Yeah. You just ran up on the price. You look, they just called your bluff. That's all they did. They called
but
your
listen,
bluff.
But I made a mistake, and I called it, you know, and I even said I'm sorry. I called it.
It's cool that you made the mistake, but the point was you called the price, and then you didn't want to run for that price, and he called you on it. It's just racing. It's nothing wrong with it. It's only something wrong with it. People make it an issue. He ain't really making it an issue. He just telling you he want to stick you for that 2,000 that you called out, but you want to back up. So he trying to hold you to the 2,000. It's nothing wrong with that. It's racing.
Well, yeah, but if you really want to race, you know what? I take what a joker got. I ain't never put nobody up against the fence in my life.
One thing you got to remember, everybody ain't the same. So what you feel and how you would do something ain't what somebody else going to do.
And that's a damn good report. That's a damn good report. This is why I only fuck with straight shooters, man. And this is why I go hard on other jokers. You know, so, I mean, it's all right.
Maybe y'all can reconvene at another time on you know, on the same price or another price or, you know, another race or whatever, but...
Well,
tonight, he's sticking you to that 2,000.
Sure. One thing for sure, every car that just ran them off today got to be there on the property. And if you're there on the property, what the fuck? You ain't got to worry about tolls because you already lined up with somebody else. You know, so you know what? I said, I back the fuck up.